Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Lonnie Williams of 3LW-TV, and you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie High.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie High.
I'm Crystal Jones Vaughn of The Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Clouds in my stones. Let it rain, I hide your plane in the bank. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefellers, we fly higher than weather. And G5's are better, you know me. In anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back. With Little Miss Sunshine, Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star, baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars, and that's when you need me there, with you I'll always share, because when the sunshine we shine together, told you I'll be here forever, said I'll always be your friend, took a note from
my umbrella.
I'm Jossie from Jossie's All Natural. Have you been struggling with keeping your natural hair healthy or desire to achieve substantial hair growth? Then Jossie's All Natural is here to help you. My natural creams, conditioners, lotions, hair mists, balms, shampoos, and detanglers are gentle enough for the whole family and all hair types. Not only do I provide natural hair products, I also give step-by-step techniques to ensure healthy hair in a pure and gentle fashion from roots to ends. Come on to visit me at www.jossiesallnatural.com. That's JossieAllNatural.com for a true natural hair experience like you've never had before.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest with us today. She actually is a hairstylist, and I should say a superstar celebrity hairstylist and author. It is the Hair Radio Morning Show's great honor to welcome Miss Kim Berry. Good morning, Kim. Good morning to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It is truly a great special honor for us. Let's just start and jump right on in. We need to tell everybody what makes you a celebrity superstar stylist, and one of your most notable clients, of course, the one and only Prince. Let's start there, Kim. First, tell us a little bit about yourself first. Now, you're based out where? Where are you based?
Los Angeles, California, born and raised.
Oh, really? You were actually born in, I don't know anybody who was actually born in Los Angeles.
Yes. Born and raised. My mother and father are from the country, North Carolina and Tennessee, so everybody thinks I'm from the country because I got their ways, but I'm born and raised in Cali.
Well, listen, we have a lot in common because same thing here. My parents are from North Carolina, and I lived out in Los Angeles, but you were actually born there, so that is amazing. I love that. So now tell everybody, you are a celebrity stylist. I call you a celebrity stylist. Sometimes folks, some of the hairstylists don't want to be known as a celebrity stylist. They don't want to be referred to that way. Does it bother you when someone says celebrity stylist?
No, I actually like it. I'm sorry. I was like, you worked in the industry long enough. You owe your dues. I appreciate the tag. I appreciate
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you definitely fit the bill. So I want to, yes, well, absolutely. First of all, you have notably one of the most famous clients in the world. There is very, very few folks other than the late Prince who would be on par if there was such. So let's turn to that. Let's go back a little bit, Kim. Now, I also want to tell everybody, first of all, one of the reasons you've been out, you've talked a little bit, I saw some things online, you have authored a book that kind of chronicles a lot of this, I'm sure. Which I'm very proud about. And that book is called Diamonds and Curls with a Z. I love that on the end there.
Yeah.
Yes, and about your life working with Prince. So let's start at the beginning. I know you've been asked a lot of these questions I've seen, but I think it's a remarkable story, and I'm very excited to have you on board. So let's start at the beginning. How did this all come about? Are you what I did uncover, which I thought was a hilarious story. I did catch part of it, where the Prince's former stylist before you pretty much quit on the job, so to speak. Can you do you remember that story? Can you please tell our audience? I think it's hilarious how just the thought of it cracked. Yes, please share that story, Kim.
Yes, I had been actually dating Prince's bodyguard, and I just kept asking him, you know, get me a job.
Well, now,
you know,
that
so
wasn't Big Coco, was it?
Yes, it was. Big Coco.
Okay.
And so I have been
done my research.
Yes, I have been dating him for a while, and so finally he started taking me around to the camp, and I would hang around, you know, at the video shoots and photo shoots and things. So Prince is very astute and always watching the area, so he knows when there's someone new in the area. So he's always watching you. So I have been, like, I go whenever I go to the sets, I would always go to wherever the hairstylist and the makeup artist was. So finally I met Tanya, who was his stylist at the time, and so we just clicked, and, you know, you just meet genuine people and you become friends. And so she and I were hanging out, and she was just complaining one day, and she was like, you know what, I'm tired of doing this. I want to go home. I don't want to live out of a suitcase. And I was like, girl, you got the best job in the world. She's like, it's not what you think. And I said, Lord have mercy. I said, once I, it's funny how you covet someone else's life, but you don't know what they go through in the course of a day. And so she was like, it's not what you think, Kim. And I said, I think you work for the biggest entertainer in the world. And she was like, Kim, it's not what you think. And sure enough, my mother used to tell us all the time, you know, be careful, life and death is in the power of the tongue. And she went into, we were on a video set, I forgot what set it was that he was shooting that day, but she went into the room with Prince, and he snatched a comb out of her hand. And she said, you know what? She said, my lips are chapped from kissing your little black ass. I'm out of here. And she literally, after the video set, she packed her stuff up and she left. And I said, when you call it a holy hookup, that I was standing there and got this introduction. I had been hanging out with her. I had formed a friendship. And so the people in the camp knew who I was, you know, and it was just interesting that what God has for you is for you, and not even the gates of hell going to keep you from it. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And see, she quit, and I call it the holy hookup, that I was standing there. They were going to Germany the next day, and so they left to go to Germany. He said, tell Tanya to get the salon ready. And all the team was like, no, Tanya quit. Because, you know, Prince is used to being Prince, so he talks crazy to you, and the next day, of course, he knows you're going to be there. No,
right.
This day, Tanya packed her stuff and left. And so he said, so what do you mean? I'm going to Germany without a hairstylist? And they were like, yeah, they didn't know what to tell him. And so he was baffled, so they had to hire somebody when they got there. He hated the person. He wound up doing his own hair for the show that night. And so they come back to Los Angeles, and Coco said, get your stuff ready. He said, meet me at this club in Beverly Hills. And he said, bring your portfolio. I got my portfolio. And one thing my parents used to always instill in me, you know, if you stay ready, like the rapper say, you ain't got to get ready.
That's
so I had been doing photo shoots. I had been stacking pictures. I had my book ready. Went to the club. They had already made preparations for me to get in. And God was just awesome. It was just a move of God. So we laid the book on the table. I approached him. He looked at me like, how did you get to my table? And I was like, my name is Kim Berry. I know you don't have a hairstylist, I said, and I'd love to, you know, do your hair. And so he looked at me. He opened the book. He said, so you do hair, you know, in his, you know, snide remark way. And I said, yeah. He said, you got a salon? I said, yeah. He said, go hook it up. And so I already knew. I had been watching her, following everything she was doing, and I noticed on her table, she had this hairspray, I went and bought it. If she had this gel, I went and bought it. So I was duplicating her table, never thinking that I would ever get the opportunity to do prints, but I said, if she's using it, I'm going to use it, because she's a celebrity stylist. And so my dad used to tell me growing up, preparation, success is when preparation meets opportunity. When the opportunity presents itself, will you be prepared? And literally, the opportunity presented itself. I went to the salon. I blacked out the windows. I knew how to do that. I got the salon ready. And about an hour later, I get a phone call, and he said, Kim, this is Prince. And I said, oh, my God. And so he says, yeah, I'm not going to be able to make it. I said, oh, okay, well, no problem. I said, next time, you know, you in Los Angeles, just know you got a hairstylist. He said, well, do you travel? Now, mind you, I'm 19, 20 years old. I ain't never left Inglewood, let alone California. And so I said, yes. And yes just popped out of my mouth. And I was like, oh, my God, what did I just say? He said, okay, great. He said, we're sending a car to come pick you up. He said, meet us at the airport. I said, I'm sorry, what? He said, is there a problem? I said, no. He said, I said, oh, my God, in my mind, I'm freaking out. And so I was like, meet him at the airport. I was like, wait a minute, what's happening? But that's just how Prince does. He get down. Everybody that you know that has worked for him has the same remarkable story. Like, it's on the spot. You're getting hired. And wow. So literally, I called my mother. I hung up the phone, and I called my mother. I was like, oh, my God, I just talked to Prince. She said, stop lying. I said, no. I just talked to Prince. I said, he said that they're sitting in the car. I said, I don't have no clothes. I don't have the. She said, you better get to that airport. She said, take your curling irons and your hairspray, and you get to that airport. And she said, I'm going to send you some money in the morning. You go to Target, buy you some clothes, and you keep on moving. I said, oh, my God. So I literally took the coat on my back and my curling irons and jumped in. They sent a limousine. I went to LAX. Him and his brother was on the plane. I walked past them, sat down on the plane, flight booked, everything.
When
first
you say
time
on
I
a plane,
know,
was this a commercial plane?
No, commercial
or?
Airline, yes.
Okay.
So for most part, he did commercial. And I just couldn't believe it was happening. I was like, oh, my God, there's Prince. And went and got on sat down on the plane. And first time I got off the plane, I saw snow. I was like, oh, my God, it's
that's
Christmas
like you're from
Eve.
California. That's
yes.
Great.
So seasons were – it was the first time I met seasons was traveling with Prince. And so saw snow. I got to the gates opened to Paisley Park, and I was like, oh, my God, it does exist. Wow. They walk me through the back door. I go upstairs to the hair salon in the back room. And it was just amazing. I'm like, oh, my God, this is happening. So his brother walks in. His brother said, okay, you're going to do me first. And I said, okay, great. So I'm trained for this. So my beauty school teacher would hand me 6 or 7 towels at a time, train me on speed, train me on ability. And he said, look, he said, quality and then quantity, never sacrificing one for the other. He said, your first head needs to look as good as your last head. So I said, okay, got it. I've already been trained, got it. I've already been putting it in my path and getting me ready for the opportunity such as this. And I did his brother hair and 4 women that were there hanging out with them that night, and one behind the other, bam, knocking down heads. So his brother said, okay, well, he'll be in a few minutes. I said, okay, 1 hour goes by. 2 hours go by. I'm sitting there. I'm looking around. Now, I'm in Paisley Park. You can see the purple rain jacket in the corner, a raspberry beret outfit. There's jewelry laying around. I sat there with my hands in my lap, and I said, Mama used to say, if you go in somebody else's house, you don't touch nothing that don't
exactly.
belong to you. I sat right there for 2.5 hours with my hands in my lap. I said, okay, I don't know what's going on, but if they don't know that I know that it's a camera's watching me, I
exactly.
said, okay. So finally, his brother.
Well, you were very smart for 19, though. You're very
absolutely.
Smart. That was very
absolutely.
Wild.
Absolutely, yeah. Mama didn't play that.
They taught
mama
you very trained well.
Absolutely. So I sat there, and his brother stuck his head in the door and said, you didn't steal nothing, did you? I said, excuse me, first of all. I said, Mom, I knew this was a test. I said, my mom ain't raised no fools. I said, second of all, quit playing with me. I got to go to the bathroom. He said, you could have went to the bathroom. So he's laughing at me. He's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I said, no, I ain't moving through this man's house. This is his house.
And
so he said,
and
so I stayed right there. And so he said, okay, for real. So I got settled, and he said, okay, for real. He coming in a few minutes. I said, don't you leave me sitting here. Now, mind you, Paisley Park is a self-contained. They call it a creative battleship. And so inside Paisley Park, there's kitchens, so they can make their own food. There's studios. There's a hair salon. There's a dance studio, there's a disco, there's a performance area. That, like, this place is massive.
And when there are elevators inside there. We saw a little bit of it. There are elevators inside there.
It's a complete compound. It is
compound,
amazing.
Yeah.
Even now, when Oprah Winfrey came, Oprah Winfrey was like, I thought Harpo Studios was huge. She said, my studio will fit inside of here. She said, this is massive. So if you would impress Oprah Winfrey, you know you're doing something.
You got that right. And
yes,
I've only known one or two to do that. So you're right.
Absolutely, yes. And
wow.
So finally Prince stuck his head in the door, and I was like, oh, my God, he's so little. Like, it didn't matter. Like, when you see Prince on stage, he's larger than life. He is this huge
right.
entity. But when you see him in person, he's a small stature man. He's
That's
very
right.
quiet. He's very humble. He's very meek. And he used to ask me all the time, you know, I got like 10 personalities. I was like, yeah, I met all of them. So it's a different Prince in every element of the – but he stuck his head in the door. He said – yeah, I love your work. He said, but you can't have those nails in my head. He said, I'm tender-headed. I said, okay, click, 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 click. I just started breaking off all 10 nails right there in front of it. He started laughing. He said, oh, my God. He said, you are so funny. He said, okay, yeah, you're going to work. He said, go back to the hotel. We're going to Miami in the morning. I said, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. I said, you're not getting your hair done? He said, no, I'm good. Don't worry about it. It's too late. He said, well, I'll see you in Miami. I'll see you at the airport. I was like, oh, my God. So I'm packing up my stuff, and I'm just like, so did I just get hired? What just happened? I was like, oh, my God. So we get to Miami. We stay there for a few days. He says, Kim, order whatever you want. He said, just hang out. I'll let you know when I'm ready to get my hair done. I said, okay. But a few days later, he called me. He said, we're going to Chicago in the morning. I said, you're not getting your hair done? He said, don't worry about me. I'm good. I said, okay. So I called my mother. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm moving from city to city. My mom said, just keep going. Keep going. She had sent me some money. I went to Target before we got on the airplane. I bought me some clothes. I said, oh, my God. I was like, what is happening? I was asking my mother. I said, who lives like this? My mother said, you do. And that's when my reality shifted. And I was like, I'm a celebrity hairstylist. Like, I'm rolling with Prince. So Prince rolls with his bodyguard, his hairstylist, and sometimes that's just it, his bodyguard and his hairstylist. But we were going from city to city. They were partying. They were doing their thing. And every night he called me, Kim, you good? Okay, just get what you want. Just let, you know, I'll see you in the next city. Finally, we get to New York. And I had been with him like 2 weeks that by then. He still didn't get his hair done. He said, Kim, get the salon ready. I said, okay, here we go. So I get the salon. I find the salon. I got a private room. I set everything up. I got everything laid out exactly how he's used to seeing it. So and knowing that he's a creature of habit, I had studied Tanya's habits. Yes. And so I got ready. He walked in. We had a consultation. He said, okay, I want color. I want a perm. He said, you know, I need a cut. And he said, so, you know, let's do it. Now, before we get to him, his brothers tell me on the way to the salon, don't touch his ears. Don't look him in the face. Don't do this. Don't spill water on him. I said, wait a minute, Doc. Y'all making me nervous. I said, I do this for a living. Don't you mess me up. And he said, no. He said, and then what was funny was everything they told me don't do, I did. I said, but Prince took it all in stride. And when I tell you that I hooked that hair up, I said, Kim, breathe. I said, you got this. Relax. He ain't no different than nobody else.
He's just a person.
I said,
exactly.
Yeah, I said, you do this. I spilled water down his face while he was in the shampoo bowl. He said, okay, lady, wait a minute. It tastes like you're trying to drown me. I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I touched him up. Got it back together. We finished that hair. He looked in the mirror, did his little left-right look. He spun around on them heels. He was like, okay. He said, see you later. He said, your limo's waiting for you outside. And he spun around on them heels and disappeared into a puff of purple smoke. And I was like, I looked out the window. The limo driver was waving at me. He said, I was like, okay, Kim, yeah, you a celebrity hairstylist. I said, wow. And literally I've been rolling with him for 29 years after that. It was the most amazing journey I had ever experienced, you know, and I take nothing for granted. I thank God that he could have chose anyone else, and he did. There were other hairstylists that came in and out throughout my career, but Kim always got the call to come back.
Wow.
And it was beautiful. Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, I can speak to one thing only with regards to ever seeing Prince. I saw him one time live.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I ran into him in Los Angeles. I remember this. It was the early 90s, and myself and one of my colleagues and at the time, we were in the airline business, of course, and I remember flying out to Los Angeles. And we showed up at this club. It was all the rage back in the early 90s. It was on Sunset, called Roxbury.
Yes,
and
yep.
And Prince was there. We were on the second floor, and they let us into Roxbury. Now, this Roxbury club, they had, when I tell you they had all these fancy cars pulling up.
Absolutely.
And I do mean fancy. It was right there, yep, off that little turn off Sunset. It was on Sunset, if I recall.
Yeah,
and I remember all these fancy cars. Now, my friend Richard and I, we showed up. Do you remember the station wagons that had the little panel on the side?
Yes,
you may not go back that far, Kim, but they had station wagons with the panel on the side. Now, we showed up at the Roxbury getting out of a station wagon with the panel on the side.
Right.
And
okay.
We go up to the door, and the gentleman says, you know, he looks at our ID. He sees we're from New York. He knows that we are definitely not the typical caliber that's coming into the club. Well, we didn't know this. I don't even remember how we ended up there, but we didn't know it at the time. So we go in, and we heard that Madonna's dancers were there, and they had all these people. We didn't hear that Prince was there, but they had all these other celebrities who were there. And we ended up on, they had a balcony on the second floor, and who do we see but Prince? We're seated on the second floor. Prince literally walks by with, we assumed, his bodyguard. Yes. It was he and one fellow. That was it. So it kind of fits in with what everything that you said. And he just walks by us, but the bodyguard gives us a look like, don't approach him, don't ask. So we didn't.
Right.
And he walked by. He wasn't much taller than us sitting down as he walked by, and I'm not exaggerating. And that was the only time that we ever had any, that I've ever had any run-in, if you want to call it a run-in, but he walked right by me. So I never forgot that. Now, I have to say, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the All-New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very special guest with us today, her name is Kim Berry, and she is what I, by all accounts, to be a celebrity superstar hairstylist, and she is also an author, and her book, so super popular out there, called Diamonds and Curls, and that's with a Z. And this is about her life story with none other than Prince, the superstar. So I have to say, Kim, let's pick up with that. Or even go back a little bit. Now, where did all of this come from? I know that you were in, you had gone to beauty school and all that, but what about before that? What inspired you out in the California and the L.A. area to get into hair care and all of that? What was that inspiration? And then we'll move to the book. Where did that come from?
What's really hilarious is I had no inclination, never thought about being a hairstylist.
Really?
I was going to school. I was going to be a doctor, and I was going to, you know, whatever, you know, life was going to take me. I had graduated early from high school, top 10% of my class.
Wow.
So I told Mom, I said, I did everything you told me to do. I said, I'm taking a year off. She said, a year off? I said, yeah. I said, I'm not going to college right away. I'm just going to chill out. I said, and you know, just find myself. I said, I didn't, you know, have no babies. I brought you a diploma. I did everything you told me to do. I said, now I'm just going to chill. She said, okay, great. So about 2 or 3 months into that, she said, what you getting ready to do? I said, I'm sorry, what are you talking about? I said, I'm taking a year off. I'm just going to chill. And she said, no, ma'am. She said, ain't but one queen in this house. She said, so you going to get up? You going to get a job? You going to school? Or you going to get the hell out of my house? Oh. I said, wait a minute. I'm the baby. I done did everything. I did everything you told me to do. I said, I can't chill. I said, the boys is chilling. Why I can't chill? She said, Kim, did you hear what I said? So I got mad, went walking up the street down to Crenshaw Boulevard in L.A., and walked up into Pacific Beauty College. So I just walked in. I said, let me go see what they talking about in here. And walked in Pacific Beauty College, sat down at the table with Mr. Cedric Goins, the owner of the school. He told me everything about his beauty college and what it entailed. And I was like, well, forget it. I'm going to just do this for the meantime just to get her off my back. So before I knew it, Mr. Goins had me signing on the dotted line. He said, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. I said, wait, tomorrow? School start tomorrow? He said, yes. He said, I'll see you tomorrow. He said, make sure your lab coat is bright and white. Make sure your shoes is clean because I will lock you outside. I said, I'm sorry. What did I just sign up for? So sure enough, got my things ready for school. I came home, brought the paperwork, showed it to my mother. I said, well, I hope you happy. I go to beauty school now. She said, I hope you happy. And went in her room and closed the door. I said, oh, my God. I said, this lady here. I said, what did I do? So sure enough, went to beauty school. Every day there was a teacher there, Miss Cooper. She used to ask me every day, what are you doing here, Barry? I said, I'm here because my mother making me come here. She said, oh, really? She said, oh, well, you know by the end of these 12 months, I'm going to turn you into a hairstylist. I said, you're not going to turn me into nothing. I'm just here because I gotta be here so my mother stay off my back. She said, yeah, okay. So sure enough, about 6 months into the course, mind you, this is a 12-month course that I finished in 9 months because I was so mad. I did not miss a day. I went every day. I wanted to get this over with. I was mad. I joined in the middle of the summer. My friends are like, Kim, come on, we're going to the beach. We're going to Disneyland. I said, no, I got to go to school. I'm not playing with y'all. I'm going to knock this out. In the course of being in beauty school, I met a young sister named Pat who had been there for almost 4 years. I said, you know that's not real college, right? You know we supposed to get out of here in this year. So I knew that I wasn't going to prolong this no longer than I had to. So sure enough, 6 months into the course, they did a statewide competition. 200 kids came out from all over California. You had to bring a model. We didn't know that it was a head-to-toe competition. I just happened to tell one of my homegirls, can I use you as a model? She was like, yeah. So I said, okay, I knew she had been, she was an only child, spoiled rotten. I said, okay, bring your stuff. Her mother had bought her like 6 or 7 prom dresses. She came dressed to the nines. When I tell you, beautiful gown, gloves, diamonds, the whole nine. So, I, of course, for the getting her ready for the hair show, I was like, do you mind if I cut your hair? She was like, yeah, go ahead, do whatever you want to do. I turned my sister's hair orange. I turned it pink. I said, oh, my God. I kept going back to Ms. Cooper, like, can you help me? She said, no, go to your textbook. Now, mind you, she helping everybody in the school. I said, oh, my God. I was like, you helping this person, you helping that person. She said, go back to your textbook. I was like, what in the world? So I said, okay. Finally figured out her hair color, got her color corrected, got her straight. We go to the competition. Like I said, my girl showed up, head to toe, beautiful gown, hair butter was whipped. So we get to the competition. It's a 2-day competition. Out of 200 kids, I placed top 10. So out of the top 10, the top 10 come back the next day. And out of, she showed up again, bam, banging hair, bam, banging dress, outfit, outstanding. We get to the competition out of top 10. Kim Berry takes first place. When
get
they hand me
here.
The trophy, absolutely. When they hand me the trophy and the check, Miss Cooper walks over to me and she said, no help from her, mind you. She was watching from a distance, though. She said, didn't I tell you I was going to turn you into a hairstylist? I said, oh, my God. I said, so I didn't know I was getting Mr. Miyagi's wax on, wax on, wax on. Wax. I said, it was so intricate of how all of these people played a part in my journey to get me to the finish line. Like I said, Mr. Goins, the owner of the school, built my speed up. Ms. Cooper made sure that my technique was on point because everything was by the book. She took me out of class early one Easter and made me go on the floor. And I was like, oh, my God. I said, I don't have no business on the floor. I just started in beauty school. She said, you got this, Kim. I'm doing this lady's hair. Did a pocket curl, burned this lady's hair. She walked up to me. She said, Kim, she said, did you burn this lady's hair? I said, absolutely not. She walked through this lady's head and found the exact spot. I had took the curl, put it in my pocket. They call it a pocket curl. Put the curl in my pocket. I was like, she said, now, the next time, she said, first of all, these people know that you're in beauty school. Now, the next time I ask you, did you make a mistake, just say, yeah. I was like, oh, my God, I'm embarrassed. I'm going to leave the floor. I'm going to the bathroom. I'm going to shrink up. She said, these people know that you're in beauty school, so it's okay. They're willing to take the risk because they know that, you know, you're learning. I was like, wow, who knew? I said, I was so embarrassed. She was like, now, finish this lady's hair and let's keep on going. And so they gave the lady a little gift certificate to come back and get her hair done again and, you know, for free and all this kind of stuff. And I was just like, oh, my God. I said, didn't even know that all of this was building me up, building my character to get me ready for the real test that I was about to, you know, the journey that I was about to partake in. So everybody along your path, you have to know that it's some form of an angel, some form of a teacher. So it was just an incredible journey getting to this point because I never thought about doing hair, didn't want to be a hairstylist. Knocked that 12-month course out in 9 months. When I graduated and still 30 years later went back to the beauty school, Mr. Goins said, I always talk about you. I tell all my students about Kim Berry, that Kim Berry is a celebrity hairstylist. Matter of fact, our school is one of the highest ones that has most of the celebrity hairstylists. Candida Farmer, Candida is a celebrity hairstylist. Everyone knows her in California. Pam Farmer, celebrity makeup artist. Kim Liu is another celebrity makeup artist who graduated from our school. So we produce some of the biggest.
Apparently.
Yes, makeup and hair artists that work in the industry to this date in California. Like, it was just amazing how they all led a part in my journey. And, it's just amazing. When I look back on it, I thank God. I don't take nothing for granted, and I bless God for every part of my journey.
Absolutely. I love everything that you have said. And I have to tell you, I got to go back to one part which just cracks me up. I can't wait to, just to remind everybody better. But it reminds me so much. I love your journey, and we have so much in common. But I think this is every black mama who says,
yes.
You can't, because I swear to you, it's the same story. I had grown up thinking that I'm going to just lay in the house when I graduated high school and thinking I'm just going to sit around the house, you know, and I don't have to go to school now, so great.
Right.
Man, my mama, she told me you're going to get a job or go to school or get out,
right.
Literally
That's
in
right.
that order. And so that's when you, right. I said, oh, my God, you brought back memories. So I'm sure that's every black mama in
yes.
America. We don't play that stuff. We
no,
really
mama
don't.
No, mama don't play that.
Not
mama
at all.
Yes.
And especially from North Carolina. Anybody from North
right.
Carolina, ain't nobody playing that kind of thing. Now, let
that's
me
right.
tell you, I love this. I love the story. You are just amazing. If you're just tuning in, I better bring everybody up to speed. You're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. This is a very, very special interview this morning with none other than the, I'm calling you the superstar celebrity hairstylist, Miss Kim Berry. Again, we're welcoming you to the show. She's also the author of Diamonds and Curls, and that's Curls with a Z. So when you guys are out there Googling it or going on to Amazon or picking up the book, definitely you want to search it correctly. So tell us about this amazing book. Now, I've seen some of the things online. Tell us about Diamonds and Curls.
Yes, Diamonds and Curls is my memoirs, 29 years rolling with rock royalty. That's my book. Working for one of the most iconic stars in the world. Like, you know, I tell everybody this little girl from the hood did good, you know. It was just amazing. Of how basically our lives were so intertwined, he and I together. We literally grew up together. And because most marriages, like I said, I outdid both of his marriages. He was only married for 4 years apiece. And I outlived his lawyers, his doctors, his wives. You know, I was there when his mother died, when his father died, when his baby died. I was there for some of the most intricate highs and some of the worst lows of his life. And God chose me to walk alongside this man, you know. So I'm telling intimate stories of literally how I, you know, was there. Some of the stories were just, it was just he and I, like, you know, and how we laughed together, how we prayed together, how we bagged on each other's mamas together. Like, it was just the most incredible journey. So I'm not telling the stories about, you know, book sales and, you know, concerts and all that. There's enough of those books out there. I'm telling the more intimate side. Nothing scandalous, nothing salacious. Just literally our everyday life of how I walked alongside, you know, one of the most, like I said, biggest names of our time, that he literally created the soundtrack to our lives, you know. And I'm telling the intimate stories, the part that people would never get a glimpse of unless, you know, I pulled the curtain back. One of my hashtags is behind the purple curtain, and showing people what life was like on an everyday journey with this man.
Now, did I uncover somewhere that you were not necessarily a Prince fan at first, you know, before you started working with him in that way? You were aware of him and his music, but you weren't necessarily like the number one fan. So
nope.
How did that happen, or how did it come about, and did that change along the way?
Well, hanging around him, you have to become a fan. He teaches you what real music is.
Yes.
I had knew his popular things, Little Red Corvette, Kiss. I remember watching Kiss on a video, just watching it, and I was
you
just
knew
staring.
The 80s.
Friend. Yes. So yeah. I knew of him, but I, like I said, never thought that I would wind up working with him. I wasn't a fan, and so I think that's another reason what kept me around so long, because I wasn't so geeked out and tripping off of him
exactly.
when I got around him.
Oh.
It was a job for me to do. I showed up, like one of the fans said on my page yesterday, I would have just kissed him, you know, and I said, and you would have just been fired. So, you know what I mean? So I didn't fan out over him. I wasn't geeked out. I showed up every day. I did what I was supposed to do. I tell people all throughout the book that I served him as if he was God himself, you know, because everything that I do, my mother had already instilled in me, you do it with excellence, you know, and whether it be the trash man or the biggest man on the totem pole, you serve everybody with respect. And you do it with excellence. And so it was nothing for me to show up every day. Like, it was a blur. It went by in a blur, because It was just what I did every day. I served this man. I was with him sometimes 6 months out of the year, gone away from my family. I miss holidays. I miss, you know, big things. Even, you know, I was telling some people, my daughter's first steps, once my daughter was born, I missed my daughter's first steps being on the road with Prince. I came home off the road. My mother said, I have a surprise for you. And my daughter came walking across the floor. I was like, no, like I missed my daughter's first steps. You know, so you miss some big things in life at home. But, you know, family was able to enjoy some beautiful things. They were able to travel the world with me sometime, my mom and my daughter. And you know, but they had some beautiful Christmas and holidays because of Prince, you know. So, I said, so it was awesome. The exchange was well worth it, you know, the exchange. So a lot of my friends were like, oh, if I were you, I wouldn't take, because Prince talked crazy to you and expect you to be there in the morning. I wouldn't take this off of him. And, you know, I wouldn't let him say that to me. I said, okay, let me see now. You at home on your mama's couch, and I'm in Switzerland in one of the most beautiful hotels in the world. So don't tell me what you won't take off somebody, because I said, you'll do what you got to do to get the job done. So those, all those stories will be. So right now, Volume 1 is out now, and I'm actually going to re-release Volume 1 April 22nd of next year. I'm looking forward to adding some new stories to the book, what I'm doing is 10-year chronicles at a time. So I'm doing, Volume 2 and Volume 3. So the fans have looking forward. So they're already chomping at the bit and asking, when's the next book coming out? Because I ended every book on a cliffhanger. So each one will end. So, you know, back in the day when we had Nancy Drew and the Hardy Boy Mysteries,
the
book will be like that. And so each book will end on a cliffhanger leading you to the next book. It's instead of doing, you know, this big, thick Bible-type book, it's like putting 30 years in one book. I didn't want to do that to the fans. I didn't want to bore them. So there's pictures in the book, behind-the-scenes pictures. There's, like I said, stories. There's also, they always ask me, like, well, what products did you use on Prince's hair? And what type of makeup did he use, and what type of soap? So I have what's called the Endorphin. What Prince had a song called the Endorphin Machine. And so in each part of the book, there's a small section, and there's cartoons that are drawn by Mr. Gary, and then there's another brother who's an artist. His name is, oh my God, just because I'm trying to tell you, oh, his name escapes me. Anyway, there's an artist who illustrated the book, and that I'm going to tell you his name in just a few minutes.
It'll come to you, but that will come
Moiselle.
Back to it.
Yeah, the brother's name is Moiselle. His name is Moiselle.
Oh, Moiselle.
So,
okay.
Yes, he did these beautiful illustrations in the book. So the book is beautifully designed. And so we have the artist pictures by Moiselle. Then there's the cartoon characters that of my hairstyles all over the world. So Gary lent his expertise to the book as well. So both of those brothers, I appreciate them so much. In each part of the book, the Endorphin pages are different anecdotes of, you know, things that I've shared with Prince, different hair products that I've used on him. And speaking of hair products, before Prince passed away, we were coming up with a product line, which I'm definitely going to produce. I'm bringing it to manifestation. It'll be coming out real soon. So we have a hair product line that's inspired by Prince. The fans are going to love it. It's going to be beautiful. The packaging is amazing, and I can't wait to get it to the masses. It's going to be awesome.
Well, I can't wait, because you're going to come right here to the Hair Radio Morning Show and tell everybody all about it. We're so happy for you. Well, listen,
thank you,
Kim,
so much.
I want to, absolutely. Well, I also want to find out, you know, some of the actual stylings and things like that. Now, did you go with him, like, during concerts and literally work at the concerts, or were you mainly just at the house on that before he left the house, or how did all that work?
Well, when I first started, it was the early, you know, I graduated after high school and then beauty school.
Wow.
I only did stuff when he came to L.A. But as things progressed, I literally became his everyday stylist. So I traveled like I was his right hand. Like Prince didn't go anywhere without his hairstylist and his bodyguard, like I said before. So I was everywhere with him, every concert. Like people ask me to this day, were you there at this party? I was at every after party. I was at every concert. I was at every. So for 29 years, if you could imagine, literally all over the world, wherever Prince was, Kim was somewhere in the background.
Wow. Now, we're just trying to wrap our brain around that, because you're talking about being a young person and literally seeing the world. Now, what about some of the other celebrities? Did you was Prince your only client during that period, or did you also do some other hits?
No. Thank God, over the time, over the years, I was able to work on, when I would come back to Los Angeles, I had the opportunity. I was good friends with Cat Williams' manager. Cat Williams has been a client of mine for the last 10 years. I just did a movie with him called 2 Minutes of Fame. It was the most hilarious event of my life. There were so many comedians: Sinbad, George Wallace, Lunell, Red Grant,
wow,
Jay Farrow, you name it. They were on set. We laughed all week. It was the most hilarious thing that I have ever done. Meet the Blacks, you know, did hair with Cat. Every one of his comedy shows that you've seen in the last 10 years, that's all Kim Berry's hairstyles on Cat Williams. DJ Quick is a client of mine. Wendy Raquel Robinson, Loretta Devine, Tamara Mari. God has just really been in the blessing business. I have been able to touch some of the most beautiful celebrities, and it's been a great journey. It's just been amazing, and I'm looking forward to what God is you know, going to do next. So still working on photo shoots and videos to this day. So I'm still rolling in the industry. People are like, well, what are you going to do now? Like, I was just going to crawl in a hole and die. No, when I met Prince, I was doing hair. When I die, I'm going to be doing hair. So I'm still rolling. I'm like, I tell people, don't, you ain't seen the end of me yet, so don't count me out. God ain't finished with me yet. So I'm looking forward to what God is about to do. So like I said, I have the product line coming out, the hair extension line that's going to be coming out. I'm up to some big things. God is doing it, and I'm excited about what he's about to do.
Well, I see that you're on the Hair Radio Morning Show, so we know that you're on to big things, and we love it. What I cannot wait to get into, and this is a great time to talk about this, we're excited. We're excited to have you, because we're going to be exploring having you to come back and give us a full series on this amazing life. And I want to say it's based on Diamonds and Curls, which is your amazing book. Again, Curls is spelled with a Z. So when you Google it out there, and Kim Berry is an amazing author out there with this telling and retelling of the stories of her life with Prince for 29 years. That's a long time. So, yes, you talked about some of the different changes along the way, not so much changes, but some of the different experiences along the way that you had an opportunity to have a front row seat, literally, could have been a concert seat, but literally a front row seat to this man's extraordinary life. Was there any part of it that really kind of, that you were kind of surprised, you didn't expect Mr. Prince to be that way, you know? So some kind of, you might have gone and thinking he was one way, and then come to find out he was totally different, and maybe in a pleasant way. So anything you want to kind of share with us about any kind of thing like that?
Well, like I said, he was a practical joker.
Really?
He played jokes on people all the time. if you go back to the Morris Day times, they literally kidnapped some of the band members and came out on the stage and played for Morris. Like, if you read, I tell everybody, if you read everybody's stories, if you lined all our books up, you know, you'll find out who the man Prince really was. Because one thing about it, he was consistent. He had his, I call it, you know, asshole moments. He was mean to you. He had his moments where he was loving. He had his moments where he was hilarious. He had his moments where, you know, it was just an awesome experience all the way around.
He felt like he was an all-around person to me.
Absolutely. Most people, you know, they want to make it like, oh, he floated on a cloud and, you know, he pooted purple dust. No, he was a human being. He was a man. That's what I'm telling about in my book, is the humanity side of Prince, that he was a man, that he laughed, that he cried, that he desired certain things, that he longed for certain things, that he, you know, just like all of us, he put his pants on one leg at a time. And so people want to be like, oh, he's this mystic god. No, he was a human being. And he hurt, he laughed, he cried, he was human. And that's what I love about it. I'm trying to think of one moment the Dave Chappelle moment when Dave Chappelle talked about the shirts and the blouses. That story was absolutely true. Now, mind you, we were all sitting in the kitchen in Paisley Park, and so they had just got through, you know, having a recording session in the studio, so the band members, everybody in there, that was our normal thing, everybody hanging out in the kitchen, laughing and talking and eating lunch. And so then on comes the Dave Chappelle show. And so they do the shirts and the blouses. Now, mind you, everybody in the room is cracking up laughing. And so they're laughing because Prince is the butt of the joke. And so this is a true story that really happened. Charlie Murphy and all the crew came and played basketball against Prince. Inside Paisley Park, there's a full basketball court. Most people don't know that Prince was a basketball superstar in high school.
Wow.
And literally would go out and ball you crazy in his 6-inch heels. Do you hear me?
Wow.
Like the boy did not play. He could play some basketball. So anybody that came in Paisley Park was getting challenged to basketball, ping pong, whatever he could whoop you at, you was going to get challenged at it. And so he had a full ping pong table set up in Paisley. It was awesome all the time. And so the show came on, and I was just cracking up laughing, and he's looking at me like, "That's funny to you, Kim?" I said, "Oh, let me straighten up. No, sir, that's not funny." I said, "But come on now, you know that's funny." And we laughed at Prince so hard that day, but it was just so amazing because we all knew it was true, that it really did happen. And so so it was just awesome to just be around him, you know. And when he would laugh at you, if we was having a bag session and he'd be bagging on people's mamas, him and the guys in the band would be going back and forth. He would read jokes, like books on your mama jokes. So he would clown them. He was just hilarious. And so it was funny, especially if he bagged on you and it was funny, he was going to laugh from his gut, like he would scream. Like, it was just so funny. But when he was the butt of the joke, you know, he'd look at you sideways. "That's funny to you, Kim?" I'm like, "Oh, no, sir, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you." He's like, "I'm not laughing, Kim." And I was just like, "Yeah, you know this funny." I said, so he was just a real dude. And it was just amazing just to be around him, you know. And I just love it. I just love that I had the opportunity to walk alongside that man. It was so amazing.
Kim, I have to take you to this part. What do you miss most about Prince?
I really got to say his laugh. That voice, everybody was like, you know, did he talk really deep? No, well, yeah, he did. But he had the whisper, you know, especially if somebody was around that he didn't know who was in the room, he would come up behind me and whisper in my ear, "Who's that to your left?" And who's that? I'd be like, "Okay, that's your lighting director. You don't know who that is." Like, it's so many people on tour, you don't know who it is. But, you know, I miss that laugh, the joy that he carried in his heart. Always joking around, just being a all-around funny dude, that laugh. I think more than anything, I'm going to miss that laugh. And the funny faces that he would make, the smirks and the side eyes, and, you know, if somebody was in the room, oh, my God, like him and I would communicate literally by eyeballs. Like, "Do you see this fool? Like, do you see what's happening?" You know, and it would be so funny, like the little things that we created over the years, you know. Him and Maite had a sign language, you know, that they would speak in. And it was just all kind of stuff that, you know, he created over the years. Everybody in the camp had their own little thing with him, you know, that everybody can speak on. So that's what was just amazing. Like I said, if you line all the books up, you'll literally learn the different parts of Prince and how amazing he was.
Well, we are talking about Diamonds and Curls with a Z. By the amazing celebrity superstar stylist, Miss Kim Berry, the 29-year, you know, hairstylist relationship with Prince, superstar Prince. This has been something that, to me, I think it's kind of unparalleled. I don't think I know of too many folks out there who've been with the celebrity that long. Now, maybe there's some, but very few stories. So what do your family members think now, and also your friends, and how did they react? Because sometimes friends can be a little jealous. Sometimes we're going to just put it on out there of the types of things that you were able to accomplish in your life. Did you ever experience that where some were a bit on the jealous side, or no?
Not really. All my friends were cool for the most part. Like
you
I
had
said,
real friends.
Yeah. You had some people, like I said, that would listen to my stories. I wasn't too many people I could talk to that was outside of the camp. So I kept it, you know, real close to the belt. But the few people that I did tell different stories of what I was going through or how I experienced life, you know, on the road and, you know, being with this man, you know, I had a few smart Alex, like I said, that would talk crazy and be like, I wouldn't take that off of him. I wouldn't let him say that to me. I'm like, don't tell me what you wouldn't say or what you wouldn't take. I said, because like I said, you at home sitting on your mama's couch, and I'm literally sitting in, you know, we went in the ice hotel in Switzerland, and we traveled on camels across the sands in Egypt and walked through pyramids, and, you know, I had an amazing life with this guy. And so, you know, it wasn't much that you could share. Like, people didn't even know that it was even me until the camera showed up on my doorstep and interviewed me, you know, the night that Prince died and the day after Prince died and all these people. I was on 2020 and all these other, you know, fabulous television shows, and people are like, that was you all these years, you know, that was you. I was like, yeah, it was me, you know. And so we collaborated on hairstyles, like we collaborated, you know, with his music, and you know, so it wasn't many people that I could talk to. I had to keep it close to the belt, and the few people that did know it was me, one of my girlfriends, Shanice Wells, she would tell me all the time, she said, you so humble, you so down to earth, like people didn't know, like you would get off the plane coming from Milan, and then you'd be like, let's go to Kentucky Fried Chicken and get a two-piece, because I was never geeked up, I was never haughty or high on myself. I knew what I did, I knew who I served, I knew who I walked alongside, but like I said, most people didn't know that they, like I would be in an elevator one day, it was Lala Anthony and, you know, a couple other, you know, high-end girls in the radio industry, and they were talking about, girl, Prince changed his hairstyles like I changed underwear, you know.
And they
I
was didn't just know like,
they,
you were
they didn't
right
even
there.
Know that Prince celebrity, Prince stylist was standing right next to him, you know. And so I kept it to myself, and I just rolled along because Prince was a private person, you know, and up until the time of his death, you know, many people didn't know much about him, you know. So I said, there's a lot of people, there's people writing books and stories, telling stories about him that didn't even know him. They're talking about the Prince that they think they know. So who better to tell the story than the person that walked alongside him directly, you know. And I got death threats when I decided to write the book, and people told me, you don't have any business telling his story, you know, sit down somewhere and be quiet. Why does the little black girl have to sit down somewhere and be quiet? Why can't she tell her story? But there are people out in the industry that's selling books that's telling their story that didn't know anything about Prince, or they're telling the theoretical part of Prince. But I can tell you directly how he loved and how he spoke and how he thought and how he walked, you know. So why don't I get to tell my story? So finally I stopped living in fear and decided to be the woman and be the person that Prince literally built me up to be. And taught me how to be, like I said, he and I grew up together and became different people because God placed us in each other's lives. So I tell people, they like, how did you think that you would been able to be there for so long? It was the God in me that saw the God in him, and he needed that around him. He needed somebody real that wasn't a yes man, that wasn't, you know, he used to call me, you know, his homegirl from the hood. So he used to ask me all the time, what was the pulse in the neighborhood? What were people thinking about his music? What did people think? So I literally had his ear. I literally was able to influence some of the things that Prince did in his music and throughout his career that people don't
know
about.
Prince, you
know,
would ask you, like, you were kind of like your, you know, the ear to the ground, or what did it call it? But you knew, you know, he would kind of let you kind of gauge what, or he would use you to gauge what the folks kind of might have thought of him. So
absolutely.
So he would bring music into the studio.
He would bring music into the studio, and he would play me some of the songs. And, you know, he knew if I stood kind of stoic and didn't move, he was like, you ain't feeling that. I was like, no. And so then he would play a certain song, and I'd be like, oh, okay, that's banging. Yeah, that's going to be a banger right there. So I remember one night we were in the hair salon, and we were doing his hair, and he said, Kim, I need your voice. And I said, what you mean? He was like, I said, I can't sing. He said, don't worry about it. I can make you sound any way I need you to sound. I was like, he said, I just need your voice. And I was like, oh, my goodness. So we go into the studio, and he told me what to say, and people don't know that I'm on one of the tracks, Get Freaky, Let Your Head Bob. And I was like, that song to this day is one of my favorite songs of Prince, Get Freaky, Let Your Head Bob, Get Freaky, Get Funky. I was like, "That's," and I'm on that track, and people don't even know. And it is so amazing, like, what,
I
like,
gotta, we're gonna play that. We gotta get that song.
I mean, I love it. One of my other favorite songs of his is Face Down. When he brought the beat in the studio, he was like, Kim, what you think about this beat? And I was like, oh my God, just dope. And he came in there one night. He was like, Kim, this is what we gotta do. Go buy me some church hats. Go get me some boas. Go get this. So we got some of the wildest outfits. Me and his wardrobe person ran out to this costume store, brought back all this crazy stuff. So you'll see them in church hats. And so I wasn't just his hairstylist. I literally was his all-around go-to girl. So I worked doing whatever needed to be done in wardrobe. And if it was trash on the floor, he'd be like, Kim, pick it up. You know, come on now. You my girl. Just, let's have my back. So there was no, I served as a bodyguard sometimes. I served as you know, his personal go-to girl. So it was just amazing. You know, like, people wound up after he passed, like, how did I wind up with so many of his things? Because I wasn't just his hairstylist. I literally was his all-around go-to girl. I held the makeup. I held the clothing. I had his shoes. I had his socks. I had his handkerchiefs. So I had to be prepared for whatever he needed. I was the all-around go-to girl. I wasn't just his hairstylist. We left hairstylist-client relationship long time ago, way before. Yeah, and it's like I said, most people aren't with their lawyers and the doctors for more than 20-plus years, and I outlived everything that went through Prince's life, his relationships, his lawyers, his doctors, his everything. I saw him grow into the man that he became, and it was just a beautiful journey, and that's what you'll see throughout the book, Diamonds and Curls. I tell people Prince was the diamond and I was the curls of the book. And so my book is based on the different facets of a diamond, the cut, color, clarity, and the, you know, the characteristics of a diamond. So all those different chapters, the book is broke down into those chapters, and my stories fall in between all of those, the cut of a man, the color of a man, the clarity, and what made him up to be that person. And so that's how my book is based on the diamond, and just showing how, you know, Farrakhan gave a quote just saying how beautiful the colors that he gave off throughout his lifestyle and of the diamond. And so that's why I brought that into my book. And so I'm just excited about, like I said, to share my story of who this man was and bring it to the nations of the humanity of
absolutely.
Who he was. Not the celebrity. I'm talking about the man, Prince.
The real Prince. Now,
right.
I love what you just said also, that there were items and things that you kind of have. Is there one piece that you have that you can just tell us about, you know, just one piece?
Well,
that
I
you have, still
have one
that
of the
meant some,
the gold iconic. Yes, the gold iconic outfit that he wore on stage. Whatever Prince had, he had many copies
many
of, because we would leave stuff behind in arenas. We would leave, so we always had to have many of the different outfits. But I have one up right now to this day that I know that I'll probably wind up keeping, is one of the gold outfits that traveled all over the world with him. And so when I go on my book tour, you know, coming up, that will be displayed every time I show up. So when you see Kim Berry, you'll see the gold iconic outfit that Prince wore on stage night after night.
Now, I wish
traveled,
I could fit into it, because
yeah,
I would certainly try.
And he was a tiny man.
But I'd pop it open all over the place, yeah.
Right. He was a tiny man, and people don't realize until they see his shoes or they see his clothes of how tiny he really was. He was a very small in stature man, but he was bigger than life, you know.
He towered in real life.
Yeah, I said the prince that sat in my hair salon chair was not the prince that you saw on stage. And the prince that you saw, he was humble, he was kind, he was quiet, but then he was loud and he was rambunctious. conscious. And, you know, so he has so many different facets to him. That's why the diamond fits him perfectly. You know, when I characterize him, that he was, it was so much to him, but he was this beautiful star that God created. He used to tell me all the time that he was downloaded by God to bring music to the world, and that he knew that this gift was given to him. And I tell people that when he died, that when he got to the gates of heaven, that he'll be able to say, God, I left everything you gave me on the stage, you know, because he gave it to them night after night. And it was so beautiful to be able to see live music and see him perform. And like, he would go out for the, like, his encores. He would do 5 and 6 encores after a 2 and 3 hour show and give 10 people, whoever stayed behind, that them 10 people, he would give them a show like it was an arena filled with 70,000 people. Like, he was so dope like that. But it was the music, and whatever energy you gave him, he was going to give that energy back. And it was so amazing to be a part of that and see him rock so many. You know, I would stand on outside of the stage and just see him wave his hand and be like, put your hands up, you know. And one man could rock so many. It was just amazing night after night to be a part of that journey and meet so many different celebrities, Sheila E. and Patti LaBelle and Candy Dolfer and, you know, Chance Howard. And, I mean, man, it was just so amazing. Mike Phillips, to see all these stars, he picked them out, handpicked each one of these celebrities, and they became Maceo Parker, Najee, just amazing. And I was able to hang around all these celebrities and be a part of their lives night after night. And it was just amazing, like I said, that God chose me to be around all of these people. And it was just amazing that the family, you know, lifestyle that we built with these people year after year, different celebrities and different people that he built and created, and, you know, Carmen Electra, you know, that I was able to, you know, actually come in contact with and be a part of. All people like, did you do the women in his lives hair? Absolutely. Anybody that was hanging around Prince, Kim touched them. You know, Andy Allo, you know, that all these people are now celebrities in their own right.
That's right. Wow.
It was just amazing to be a part of their lives. And you know, now I can tell the stories. Yeah, I was there. Yeah, I did that. Yeah, I was part of that, you know. And it was just amazing night after night, like I said, just to be a part of that.
Well, let me just say this, Kim. We are looking forward to all of the installments of this book, Diamonds
yes.
and Curls, and that's Curls with a Z.
Yes.
Your story. It's by Kim Berry. So you definitely want to check it out. Now, what are some of the best ways they can find this book? And, of course, we're gonna kind of get it right here through the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Absolutely.
But tell us some of the other ways they can get the book today.
Thank you. Yes, you can go to my website. It's www.diamonds, D-I-A-M-O-N-D-S, and the letter N, C-U-R-L-Z. So Diamonds in Curls is the website. So you can go to my website, and it'll take you straight to Amazon. You can get the book there. And if you hit me on there and send me an email, I can set it up where we can do a special signing. I can, you know, personally autograph the book for them. And then also, like I said, coming up, I'll be doing a book tour, so you can stay tuned on the sign up on the website, and I'll be coming to a city near you, so you guys look forward to that.
Well, we're
going
to bring you out to my expo. We have a huge
Absolutely.
Expo in May. It's the world's first 8-day expo, period. And it's
awesome.
My very own, called HairNationExpo.biz. And we want you to come out here. So we're going to contact your folks and get
Absolutely.
You scheduled to come out here and do a huge, huge book signing and meet all the fans that you're making today right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Absolutely. I would love that.
The
and then also,
Kim
I'm on
Berry.
Instagram. Kim Berry on set, K-I-M Berry, B-E-R-R-Y on set, Kim Berry on set. So you can find that across all my platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Kim Berry on set, or hit up Diamonds and Curls. If you Google me, you'll find Kim Berry. So just look for me. And I, like I said, I'm excited to, you know, continue sharing my stories with the world. And I'm just looking forward to what God has for me next. The product line is coming out. The hair extension line is coming. So I'm excited, and I cannot wait to, you know, see the fans again. I hate that, you know, the world is in this episode, you know, right now, but I'm looking forward to seeing the world, and I'm looking forward to being back with people. I miss people. I love people. So I'm looking forward to being, you know, being seeing people again.
Well, listen, we've got you now on the Hair Radio Morning Show, And so you're going to be indoctrinated as a part of the Hair Radio Morning Show family. So
awesome.
We are excited. We're going to keep everybody informed about all of your comings and goings in the business. So we're just so grateful to have you this morning on our broadcast. Anything you want to leave us with today? Any last thoughts?
I just want to say don't take anything for granted. Live your life to the fullest. Don't be afraid to step out on faith. You know, like I said, I just, you know, happen to be in the right place at the right time. God said that your gifts will make room for you. I perfected my craft doing hair in beauty school, not knowing that one day I would meet, and my first time out the gate, one of the biggest artists in the world, you know, Prince, would be my client for 20-plus years, and it was just amazing. So I just tell people, you know, perfect your craft, do what it is, hang around people that are doing what it is that you want to do, be the best at what you do, whatever it is, whether it be hair or makeup or, you know, get yourself ready, get your website, create your, you know, digital footprint, get your website ready, get everything prepared to get you ready for the time that you never know when God is going to explode you. If you want to be a celebrity stylist, hang around other celebrity stylists. Make yourself an assistant. Be there. Be present in the moment and be in the where you need to be. Hang around and rub elbows with people of what you want to do. And just be a part. Show up, whatever it is you got to do in life. Show up, be a part of it. Love God. Keep your prayer life active. And, you know, like I said, people can reach me at the website, www.diamondsandcurls.com, Kim Berry on set, on all the platforms. And I'm just loving life, and I'm just glad to be a part of what God is, you know, going to do through me, for me, around me. And I'm just appreciative of you having me on the show. I thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to big things.
Absolutely. And remember, today's guest, Kim Berry, you guys can also, in addition to those amazing places, our platform, which is the Salon TV Network, we have a wonderful app, which is available in Google Play Store exclusively, and they can go right on.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
Yes, we're back live. It is Friday morning, November 19th of 2021. You guys were just listening to Kim Berry, and that was an interview we had done pre-pandemic, so wanted to just make sure everybody was aware of that, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. I want to take a moment. You guys know if it is Friday morning, I should say Wednesday or Friday morning, usually 7 to 8, you guys know we have a brand new resident contributor to our broadcast, which I'm so excited to bring to the line. So I want to kind of get everything all set up for her. You got a chance to meet her over the last several days. Her name is Jossie, I should say last couple of weeks. And from Au Naturel. And Jossie, good morning. Happy Friday to you.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you all as well.
Yes, absolutely. So I just got finished playing. For the folks who are just kind of tuning in, if you didn't join us at 6, we had on Kim Berry. She's been with Prince for about 29 years. And I love in her piece, she talked about the hair products that she used on this superstar. She literally watched what the other hairstylists had been using and then went out and got the exact same products. So I've always thought of that. And, you know, you being a product, you know, you have your own products company, Au Naturel. So I wanted to get your feedback on it. Have you ever kind of observed, like, some of the I think you said that. I think you observed some of the products and things that were popular out there when you were developing your product line. Au Naturel?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
You know, through research and, you know, popular products, what worked and what products did what, that was just something that, you know, I looked into before I did mine. It kind of got some ideas from a lot of different people.
Exactly, because I guess that's how we all, you know, we get that. It helps with inspiration. It's our own stuff, and we put our spin on things, but it helps with inspiration.
And speaking of Au Naturel, you know, we always have to introduce it to everybody. For the new listeners who are just tuning in or just joining us today who, you know, want to find out a little bit more, tell us a little bit, Jossie. Now, you're out of Pottstown, PA, and that's not too far out of Philadelphia. And your product company is Au Naturel. Okay, tell us a little bit. Remind us on the Hair Radio Morning Show about Au Naturel.
Yes, no problem. So I make all natural hair products. Basically, I just take, I try to keep my products as simple and as gentle as possible. I use natural ingredients, and I make products for men, women, children, just to try to promote healthy hair and healthy hair growth. I have a variety of products. I have shampoos, conditioners, lotions, sprays, creams, oils, balms. I just have a lot just because I want to incorporate a different aspect of natural hair. I know there are a lot of natural products already out there, and what I'm doing with mine is I'm trying to do, use less preservatives, like the chemical preservatives. Just
absolutely.
So, yeah, just so the product is more, you know, more authentic, and it's more gentle on your hair, and it'll help it grow better.
Exactly, and I love when you say that, and I just always want to, you know, tag on to it, because it's so critical that you avoid those harsh chemicals that are set to, they really not, you know, I think the word preserve might mislead us a little bit. It's not preserving your hair.
No.
It's preserving
it's
the shelf life of the product. So please, folks, you know, it really is important. So I love people like Jossie who have these companies who come on and they talk about how important all natural products are. And so, I just always like to add on. I mean, you cover it, Jossie. You really do. But I have to always just remind folks, you know, there's an array of things out there. There's free choice. There are lots of things. So, you know, this is, I think, will help with making that decision on purchasing your products. And speaking of which, now, Jossie, you did mention it the other days, but I'm hoping it's still today. Isn't today, no, next Friday. Next Friday is Black Friday. I keep thinking today's hot, but no.
Yes.
Next Friday. Next week is Thanksgiving. So tell us about, I believe you are working on a special, or you got some special things with the products, a discount or whatever, for the listeners of the Radio Morning Show.
I do. Yes, I do. Thank you for bringing
that
up. Actually, I have a Black Friday sale on. It's going on right now, and it's going to go on until Cyber Monday. So I believe that's November 29th. I think it is. But I have my
I
want, you know, I have a lot of sales because most of my products are on sale. And the reason is because, you know, natural hair care is not, you know, it's not the cheapest on the market. But I want people to use this opportunity while the prices are reduced to go ahead and purchase, to go ahead and just take that step and just see what my product's all about, see how it works, because once you'll use it, you'll realize that, oh, this actually works. Like, I've gotten a lot of men actually to use my product, which is interesting because, you know, men are challenging sometimes because men are not they're not as interested. Well, not all of them, but some of them aren't interested.
Well, no, I'm raising my hand. So for you guys out there, I'm literally raising my hand because I am in the same boat, especially being a part of this industry in some way. We are tough when it comes to our hair care. And some guys are, you know, women have, they get the stereotypical rap of being real, you know, challenged when it comes to, you know, taking care of their hair. We, you know, women can be real, real tough and hard. And I understand that and respect it. But there are guys out there who are equally as a bad, you know, it can be temperamental when it comes to the hair. So how do you navigate those folks who are, you know, a little tough, you know, in terms of trying to find out about how to take care of their hair properly? You have a little couple secrets that you can share with us today.
Well, basically, what started out with my products, I didn't have a men's line at first, and that was really hard because men, you know, it's all about the label. It's all about the scent. It's all about, you know, things, little things like that. So when I started my men's line, I had to make sure that I got, that I was able to incorporate a scent that would be appealing to men. And also with my labeling, I had to make it more, you know, more manly, more attractive to the men.
Hold on. So you mean you didn't make it pink and pink and real rosy and lilac-y and daisy flower, you know, kind of smells for us guys? That probably wouldn't have gone over so well.
It wouldn't have. It was hard with the other products that I had. Even though they worked for men, it wasn't a big seller for them because of the labeling and the scent. They just kind of shied away from it.
That's true.
With my men's
Taking up pink and purple boxes. that's not going to do it. Even when we buy gifts, you know, even when we're picking out gifts and stuff like that, we're very funny about stuff. It's crazy. I don't know why, but that's how we are. So I'm glad that you have addressed it. And I'll tell you something. Jossie, I don't see a lot of hair product companies. You know, I've been out there doing this, you know, as well for a long, long time. And I've come across a lot of folks who do make products, but not too often do I see them providing products that work well, you know, and it's promoted that way. To be honest with you, it's very rare. So when you came on and you have products that are not just for women, but they're for men, and you have children's products and things, to me, it's a family. You know, you have a family of hair care products for the whole family. That's what I'm trying to say. And I think it's
family affair.
A family affair for your hair. We're going to do some marketing this morning. Listen, well, tell everybody a little bit more. Now, you've got some of your hot sellers, some of the ones you've talked about, and they are popular. Why?
Well, my most popular product is my rice water lotion and also my herbal melange oil. And the lotion is very popular because that product is very versatile. That product, I make hair products for all hair types. And the rice water hair lotion it's a hair growth lotion, and that product can be used on all different hair types, different races, ethnicities. I try to keep my products more on the lightweight side. They work for all hair types, but they're not real, real heavy. Some products, you know, sometimes you get a product and it's just too heavy. So I try to keep mine so they can be more more versatile, more used in a wider range. So they're more open to different hair types and different ethnicities, and it's suitable for a lot of different people, not just one group of people.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Jossie. I'm sorry. I jumped right on top of you. Go right ahead.
The same way. My oil is lightweight, and that's the same way. That's why, you know, that's a really popular product as well, the hair growth oil.
Well, the oils, why are oils so important to the hair care? Because a lot of folks don't know exactly why, but we're always promoting oils for hair. But tell us, for this hair scalp, tell us a little bit about why that's so important and how does that work?
Well, oil actually contains a lot of different properties that they have so many different ingredients that help your hair in so many different ways. It strengthens your hair, prevents dandruff and alopecia, helps your hair grow. There are so many different properties in oils. That's why I mix my oils. The one thing about oil, though, this is a funny thing that I tell people. I tell my sister this, too. When she's using oil, she'll use just a lot of oil. And I'll tell her, you have to open up your pores and your cuticles. So I tell her, spray your hair with water and kind of massage that water and open up your pores or your scalp and then put the oil in, because once your pores open, the oil will seep down into your roots, and then that'll help stimulate, hair growth.
Absolutely. Very important. And stimulation is critical for hair growth, folks.
Very much so.
Jossie, I am loving you being a part of this whole operation here this morning. Let me just bring everybody up to speed. Folks, if you're just kind of tuning in or joining us this morning, it's your first time listening to the show. Thank you. We appreciate it. Now, I'm Carrie Hines, and you are tuned into the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's Friday, November 19th of 2021. It's our show
broadcast number 634. So you're listening to show number 634. We're having a big, big celebration, Jossie, when we get to our 700th broadcast of this show. So that's we were going to celebrate at 650. We'll take note, but we're working towards the big 700. So I'm real excited. That's going to, well, that's going to mean that we have over 2,000 hours of Hair and Beauty Talk, the most prolific Hair and Beauty Talk radio period in the history of broadcasting. So you've joined a great lineup here, and we just want to remind the folks out there. So we're real happy about that. So you can catch Jossie with us from Au Naturel. She's here with us on Wednesday mornings and Friday mornings between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock Eastern Time. So I'm real, real excited about that. And we've got some folks will be dialing in. I understand we've got a couple of surprises that I think you guys are going to appreciate out there as well. Coming up in this hour while we've got Jossie. So that'll be really cool. And, you know, I also want to remind everybody, I don't know if you guys follow me on Facebook and Twitter. I just want to remind everybody. If you go to my Facebook under the Hair Radio Morning Show or Carrie Hines, you'll see I did a photo shoot in Harlem just a couple days ago. So I think it was on Wednesday. So we posted some beautiful cover shots that that yours truly. I also do photography in addition to writing and all these other wonderful things. And you can see it with your own eyes. I posted it on Facebook. It's on my Twitter at Hair Radio. And on Instagram at Hines Carey. So please check it out. And when you come up here to from Pottstown, PA, to New York City, Jossie, we'll have to do some photo shoots up here with you guys, you know, and promote Au Naturel. We'd love to do that. And so that'll be really, really fantastic. Yes. Now, I understand, before we get into, I know that you have a question or two that you wanted to kind of cover this morning. So what we'll do, we'll take a quick commercial break. So this is a good time for you guys to run and get your coffee. It's about 60 seconds. Run and get your coffee. Come right back because Jossie has a question from, I guess, one of your fans and some of your followers through social media that you want to share with everybody. And plus, we've got some other things in store, as I mentioned earlier. So I'm real excited about today. Okay, Jossie, so we're going to have you to stay with us for just a moment or two and work on that, and we'll get this commercial on. And folks, again, you're listening to the all-new Air Radio Morning Show, and I'm Carrie Hines. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Jossie from Jossie's All Natural. Have you been struggling with keeping your natural hair healthy or desire to achieve substantial hair growth? Then Jossie's All Natural is here to help you. My natural creams, conditioners, lotions, hair mists, balms, shampoos, and detanglers are gentle enough for the whole family and all hair types. Not only do I provide natural hair products, I also give step-by-step techniques to ensure healthy hair in a pure and gentle fashion, from roots to ends. Come on and visit me at www.jossiesallnatural.com. That's JossieAuNaturale.com for a true natural hair experience like you've never had before.
Clint Beast on the boom.
You niggas be tripping.
What up, bro? You rocking with Statewide Shit. I'm inviting everybody to take a look and listen to see what I got going on. Catch me streaming on all music platforms under Statewide Chip or Statewide Bosses. You can also find me on social media, Statewide Chip on Facebook, Statewide Chip Official on Instagram, and Statewide Chip or Statewide Bosses on YouTube.
Hi, I'm Carrie Hines. I want to shout out to superstar hairstylist, industry legend, and my friend, Troy Ballard, a.k.a. Smooth Black of Smooth Black Ink. He's a hair biz educator, entrepreneur, and yes, he's known for coloring, cutting, and complete hair care services for the whole family. And now, you can hear him right here on Wednesday mornings, live at 8:30 Eastern, all the way from Southern California. Now, he's sharing a few trade secrets and so much more, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Stay tuned.
it's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right, we're back live. You are listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show, that is. Again, it's Friday morning, November 19th, with me on the line already. We have Jossie from Au Naturel. Jossie, it is about the 7:30 mark as we broadcast live from Brooklyn, New York, to all over the world, literally. So everybody everywhere can tune in and find out what's the latest at Au Naturel. So we're real happy. And again, you're with us Friday and Wednesdays and Fridays. Let us just go ahead and get that out this morning. Yes. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Awesome. Well, listen, I know you have a question that you wanted to get to, and then I want to find out some more, like, on the responses. I know that your family, big supporters of what you do, how they feel about you being, you know, a new radio star. So I'm going to ask you that after this, you know, we get your feedback on some of the feedback that you've received.
Yes.
So, yes, jump on in. So, Jossie, what, okay, so you are across, you have your own website. Let's lead in with that. And
yes.
And then I want to tell folks how they can find you if you want to talk about social media, whatever it is. But we want folks to check you out and, you know, and drop a note or contact you. But tell us how we can do all that and then lead in with your question.
All right. Yes, you can contact me through Facebook, Jossie Au Naturel. Instagram, I do have that too. My website is jossieaunaturel.com. That's www.jossieaunaturel.com. Also, I do have Etsy for, like, those of you who are international. I have an Etsy site for that. And you can just reach out to me on, you can reach out to me on my website or any of my social media platforms if you have any questions or concerns or anything like that.
I just love it. And we're going to set up, again, with all those folks who will be kind of joining us, and we have some folks shouting out who are also, I call, they are station mates. You know how in the old days on the record labels, you have all the different artists on the same record label. They were label mates. We're calling our folks station mates because all of you are big part of this big, amazing Hair Radio broadcast network that just does not include the Hair Radio Morning Show, but also we take time to speak to folks, you know, like Jossie, who are out there leading the charge with this generation and doing the wonderful product line. And in your case, it's Au Naturel, and we're just excited to talk to you about that. And then we also have, as you guys just heard, Smooth Black joins us on Wednesday mornings at, I think he's on at 8:30 Eastern Time. And Tuesdays, of course, we have that talk radio show. So lots of things. You're not alone, Jossie. We just wanted you to be aware of that. You're not alone, okay? So good stuff out there. Now, Jossie, next week, well, you know what? I better let you get to your question because, you know, I'll just talk you right on through that. So first, let's get to that question from your followers, from your fans.
Yes. So my most recent question, well, one of them,
yes,
is how do I grow my hair fast? And it depends on your hair type and texture, but you can grow your hair. Your hair grows every day, but it can be done in a faster and like a quicker time frame. And one of the biggest things that I tell people is massaging. Massaging your scalp helps circulate your blood flow. And with that circulation, it'll open up your pores so your hair is able to grow. It's able to kind of like just stimulate the scalp. And also protecting your hair. And
so, Jossie, start with your fingers. It sounds like.
Yeah,
you can start with your fingers.
I rarely use a comb in my hair. I usually finger comb or finger detangle my hair. I have a lot of hair, and combing it is just—it's a lot of work, and it's
very—it's
very dangerous. I hate seeing my hair, my comb full of hair. It just bothers me. And
absolutely.
Since then, finger massaging your scalp. Just massaging your scalp real good. It'll help stimulate hair growth. If you do it to your edges and your scalp, you'll notice that you'll start seeing more growth.
It really does.
Yeah. It's really
absolutely
phenomenal how that works.
Jossie, I have to say thank you to you for just things. So, like, I've told you this before in this brief time. This is how people appreciate your passion. They appreciate what you're putting into it. And I hear you, and I pay very close attention. Yes, and you're doing an extraordinary job. You know, when folks and the clients and prospective clients and all the, our listeners and fans and all this kind of stuff, you guys are interested in looking at new products out there. You want to pick out products from folks who are caring, who are passionate, who even take the time to tell you that you can start. Because I've known some hair products folks, and they didn't say that you can really kind of start the stimulation with your fingers and your hands. And how important that was, you know. So when Jossie's talking to you, she's giving some real life, true, you know, from the heart kind of talk and product care. So nice. That's all I can say. Nice, Jossie. Yeah, nice on this run. Does that not sound cool? I never sound cool, but anyway. So we just love having you on this morning. So now, Jossie. Next week is the big Thanksgiving holiday. So have you done your turkey already?
I have not, and I think we're going to do turkey wings this year. Not as dry as the whole turkey.
Wow.
My cousin does just the wings.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like wings and or the legs. I'm not... Yeah, the dry, the breast, or if it's right, maybe super juicy. Now, because I do the deep fried turkeys and all that stuff, I'll fill you guys in on that stuff after the holiday. We'll fill you in all about that. And I do want to remind everybody, Justin, because we are going to be celebrating Thanksgiving all next week, so we'll return to the airwaves. The next live show will be Tuesday, November 30th. We're back on with the Hair Radio Morning Show all week. So we'll see you on Wednesday because you usually join us on Wednesdays and Fridays. So you'll be back with us that week. So you definitely want to mark your calendars. We will be, next week we will just remind everybody, you know, on through our social media and all that stuff that you can click on some of our recent broadcasts. We have, as you just heard, we have thousands of hours of material you can listen to, or you can Google our amazing, we have not just a blog, and we have every single thing out there with our podcasts and all that other wonderful good stuff. So just Google the Hair Radio Morning Show and all that will pop up. So real, real good stuff. All right, Jossie, so what else is going on out there? So what are some of the other things that folks have been kind of talking about in the world of hair care? You're part of a bunch of hair groups on Facebook as well, correct?
Yes, I am.
So
and
what,
Oh, no, I just go through the group. Sometimes I see questions. Most people are trying to grow their hair. Some people are trying to take that step from, like, relaxed hair to, like, all-natural hair. A lot of people, like, you'll see a lot of questions about how to grow my hair fast. And someone asked me how to grow their hair, I think 2 centimeters in, like, 3 days or something. And I'm like, you know, I can't promise that it's going to grow that much.
Right.
But I can tell you on how to get it to grow. And it's going to take time and consistency. You know, you have to have patience and you have to be consistent. That's the biggest thing. And you
now,
have to
Jossie, what about going into the correct? But what about going into these winter months? Do you have any suggestion or products that might work on keeping it moisturized? Like, you know, especially during these, you know, especially New York. I'm going to just put it on out there. I'm up here in the Northeast. You are too, in Potsdam, PA. But is there anything that we can suggest that folks can do to kind of really maintain their hair, you know, keeping it nice while it's these harsh outdoor, you know, snows and just cold air and all that. You know, anything we can say or do?
Well, yes, I do have a product that actually works great.
Really?
Yeah, my product. Yes, I have my leave-in conditioning cream. I have that for men, women, and children. That's the product that most people. A lot of people love that product. And the reason being is because that product is so hydrating that you don't have to use it every single day. But in the winter time, in a colder month, I probably would apply that product, you know, on a daily basis if you're going to be out and about in the weather. Also, protective styling, just making sure your hair is, you know,
in a
protective style or covered up with like a hat or something when you're outside. Because when it gets dry, it'll get brittle and it'll eventually break if you're not aware.
Exactly.
You're not taking care of it.
And see, that's the thing, and I always try to tell folks, you know, really, you have to pay attention to your hair to avoid the breakage and all of that. And it really does, you know, it really does matter. You want your hair to grow. Well, these are the things that you kind of have to pay attention and take care of it. I don't think there's any other way to say it, to be honest with you. Right. You know, and that's the thing, and I was telling you guys, I think the last time you were here with us on the air, Jossie, that, you know, when I was young, that's what, you know, folks sat me down and told me how to take care of my hair. And, you know, and I'm so grateful at least to start paying attention to it. And that's what I did. I had to learn, and I listened to folks, you know, and use products like Jossie's out here to help me along the way. And your hair will respond.
Yes, it will. It definitely will.
It responds, right?
Yeah,
now,
it's just like your body. Mm-hmm.
Exactly, that's true. Well, we know. That's true. You know, it just reminds me of working out and all the natural talk. And I was like, okay, Jossie's going to mention about working out, and I feel really guilty on that. I'm going to have to work, you know, I have to, because it is also true. And I know that you have to be concerned about what you put into your body,
yes.
as they say that, right? Okay, I'm gonna let you tell it, Jossie. I'm gonna skip that conversation, but only because I'm not doing the right thing just yet. But I'm working on it.
We all are.
Yeah, it's, you know, and that's the, and well, that's the whole reason that we have the Hair Radio Morning Show. It really is, and it, you know, because there is no secret, you know, it's just in paying attention, listening to folks who know what they're doing. And we have companies like Au Naturel that really cares about making sure the products are natural, have natural ingredients, and that you have someone who is concerned about how to apply the products and how to use their products as well, because you've talked about that. Now, folks, while we've got Jossie with us, and again, she is the proprietor. She is the proprietor of Au Naturel, and we're just so excited. She makes an array of hair products for the entire family. And she's with us as our very own new resident contributor every Wednesday and Friday morning. So we are really, really happy. Between, let me just make it clear, it's in the middle hour. So it's from 7 to 8 Eastern Time, 6 to 7 Central. And if you're playing the broadcast back, remember, it's the middle of the big block of 3 hours, so you kind of want to move ahead sometimes, and that way you can get to Jossie's piece really quickly, just as to tell folks, because we share, Jossie, we share all of this across our social media. After the show wraps at 9 o'clock, live from New York, we put it on out there to everybody. I put it out on my social media at the Hair Radio Morning Show, and under my name, Carrie Hines, and on Twitter at Hair Radio, so that's important. Now, that's how we do. I think we have some folks standing by, so I'm going to just do a quick check-in with everybody. If you have a quick question for Jossie of Au Naturel, we want to hear from you. Press one on your keypad on your phone so that we can get an indication that you're standing by. And we will get you on this morning to ask a question or make your comment to Jossie and the rest of the folks right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show team. So we're real excited. All right, let me also just tell you what's coming up on our, you know, holiday. This is kind of, I call it, not dicey so much, but it's just we're, you know, some days we're on and some days we're not here because of the holiday. So we have a holiday schedule. I just want to say all of that. So again, just to remind folks, we will be suggesting that you listen to some of our pre-taped classic or archived radio shows next week. And then we'll be back with you live on the air, starting again with brand new live shows starting on Tuesday, November 30th of 2021. So we want to just make sure that's clear. And then same thing around the Christmas holiday. Again, we have some time. We'll take off. We'll inform you of that. And then we'll be back. And I kind of like it when you come back and you're all revved up with, like, you know, renewed energy and all of that wonderful good stuff. It's a good feeling. So I just wanted to let you know that. So, Jossie, we want to also, you know, why don't we take, we haven't done this in a little bit. Let's take a little bit of a tiny break that I wanted you guys to hear this. And it also stars a gentleman named Sam of Bobza out on the West Coast, who's in the Hair Biz as well. But with this piece, it was broadcast on television on CNBC. So I want to see if I can get this. While we do that, I'll just... Okay, there we go. So it's only a few minutes, and I want you to pay attention. It's about 5 minutes. Pay attention to this. It's really a quick history on Black Hair on CBS that was on CNBC. We'll be right back. More with Jossie of Au Naturel and myself. And just stay with us. We'll be right back.
The history of black hair, our hair story. The history behind all elaborate designs and hairstyles originated in different ethnic groups in Africa. The first known example of dreadlocks date back to ancient Egypt, where dreadlocks appeared on many artifacts. Ancient Egyptians with dreadlocks have also been recovered from archaeological sites. Socially, hair grooming played a significant part in status and identity in African tribes. It was a way to identify someone's social status based on ethnicity, social rank, age, marital status, wealth, fertility, manhood, religion, and death. Twisting, braiding, cotton or wool thread weaving, adding animal fat or mud and clay were all techniques used to create these elaborate looks. Due to styling taking hours and sometimes days, much like today, women use this time of beautifying as a chance to socialize and form meaningful bonds with one another. In 1444, Europeans began to kidnap Africans of all social statuses and trade them on the west coast of Africa. Many wore elaborate hairstyles. Although the Europeans were first entranced with and admired the complexity of style, texture, and adornment of black hair, something had to be done to rid them of their identity to maintain control and dependency. Many slave owners shaved not only the men's hair, but women's hair as well. This was considered an unspeakable crime to many tribes. In 1619, the first slaves were brought to Jamestown. After being on a ship for 3 months in unbearable conditions where hygiene, let alone hair care maintenance, couldn't be maintained, many of the enslaved Africans' hair was matted upon arrival. The enslaved Africans were no longer allowed to speak their native languages, do traditional dances, and maintain their hair in the styles that they chose. All of the African culture and grooming traditions began to disappear. Slave owners wanted to cut off the enslaved Africans' connection to their true selves. They pushed their standard of beauty, fair skin, straight hair, and thin facial features. African dark skin.
All right, folks, we are broadcasting live. It is Friday morning, again, November 19th of 2021. You guys are listening to a special through on the history of black hair with CNBC. If you have a quick question for Jossie, who is our special live guest contributor on this Friday morning, please press 1 on your phone keypad. That'll be our indication that you have a quick comment. And we'll get you on really quickly. Jossie's only with us until 8 o'clock Eastern time this morning. And then she's going to be off, and she's usually with us from 7 to 8. So I'll continue with the CNBC special, and we'll get that on. We're here until 9 o'clock Eastern time this morning. But again, Jossie's with us till 8. I think I have somebody standing by. Let me see if I can get Jossie on. Jossie, are you there?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, awesome. The history of black hair, we'll continue that in just a bit. I think we have some folks standing by. Let me see. Hi, you're on with Carrie Hines. This is the Hair Radio Morning Show with our special guest contributor, Jossie of Au Naturel. You have a question this morning?
Good morning, Carrie Hines. This is Michael Hopkins.
Oh, Michael Hopkins.
Radio Show Live.
Yes. Well, of
morning?
Course. Doing great. And Jossie, say hi to Jossie this morning.
Good morning, Jossie, and welcome to the family. How are you this morning?
Hi. Good morning. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Fantastic. Fantastic. It is another beautiful day down here. As Carrie Hines calls it, Spotsylvania.
Yeah. Michael Hopkins is in Spotsylvania, Virginia. And he is one of our network hosts. He hosts the Vet Talk radio show. And he just wanted to call it and welcome you to our wonderful Hair Radio lineup. So how nice. Thank you, Michael.
That's nice. Thank you.
Now, Michael, I don't even know this, because when Michael joins us, he's always talking about the Vet Talk stuff, which is great on Tuesday mornings at 8:30 right here. But, Michael, are you bald-headed? Don't you have hair on your head?
Yes. Fortunately,
so
at the age of 54, I still have some hair left.
You still got some? Wow. Well, you consider yourself lucky. That's a good thing. Yeah. Well, listen, I tell you, we're going to continue to talk to Jossie this morning. Michael, I'm going to have you to stand by and listen so you can get some tips on taking care of that hair, okay? Even at 64, there's more.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? All right. Michael, thank you. Thank you for getting up early. We'll see you back here on Vet Talk on the 30th. All right.
Okay.
Is that not nice, Miss Jossie?
Yes, it's very nice. Aww.
Yeah. Well, see, that's what we do here. And I see there's some folks all tuned in to the broadcast this morning. So now, Jossie, you started talking about protective hairstyling and protective hair care. And can you just, for the people who are not in this biz, tell everybody again, or just remind everybody a little bit about protective hair care techniques, or when it's required, or and how your products can help again with that effort during these harsh winter months?
Yes. Well, protective styling is, it's basically just kind of, you know, it's self-explanatory, protecting your hair. It's a style that will, it's not, your hair is not just out. You can do, like, braids. You can do twists. You don't even have to do, like, micro braids or anything. You can do, like, you know, just a few braids or twists or just something, like, tuck your hair. Even buns are sometimes protective styles. Like, tuck ends are the most fragile part of your hair. So if you, like, you know, do a bun where your ends are protected, those are all forms of protective styling. It's beneficial when you're going to bed because you don't want your hair all over the place when you're going to bed. Also, out in the winter months, you know, my hair is in like box braids or box flats, whatever they call them. I have those in right now. And I just, you know, I use
the
product.
And that's a popular style too, by the way. Very popular.
Yeah, it is. It's easy. It's simple. And it holds, looks nice. You know, you can do just about anything when they're like that.
Right.
So that's good.
Yeah, well, I'm loving your talk. Wow.
Yeah, and I try to keep it, like, I moisturize my hair every other day right now, but, once it gets colder, my hair might need, you know, more moisture, like, every day.
That's what I have to remember to be reminded of, to keep, you know, to always make sure your hair is moisturized and, you know, just being, that's important. Very, very, very important. Can't say it enough. Also, now, I also know this, and it was about, I wanted to ask you when you talked about transition folks. Now, there's a lot of talk when you go from relaxers and all of that over to the natural line or the natural side. And they have the big chop and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, do you ever get questions about what are some of the best products to use to start your natural journey? I guess that's kind of what you touched on a little bit earlier, but just remind everybody, are there products, some products that just work better once you've cut off all your, you know, all that out of your hair and you're kind of wanting to start it over?
Yes, there are some products that work better than others, and everybody's hair type is different. So as long as you have your three basics, your liquid, your oil, and your cream, also if you're going to be doing that, it's best to start natural. Because you want your hair to grow, you want it to flourish. And hair is very fragile, so you want to make sure that you start it off on a healthy token to make it strong and healthy before just putting anything in your hair. So if people are using my line, I usually refer them to my rice water lotion, my hydrating hair mist, and my herbal melange oil.
I also have my leave-in conditioner that a lot of people use as well. They like that product as well. And that will help, you know, start stimulating hair growth.
Jossie, remind everybody, now you've got a special, because there are folks who've just tuned in. So you have a special coming up, a special sale, and I want to say it's going to be for the Hair Radio Morning Show fans, and that is all the folks out there. Tell everybody again. Now, it's next week. I'm going to let you tell it.
Well,
give everybody all the particulars.
And I actually have my Black Friday. I started it early. So my Black Friday sale is on.
Awesome.
And most of my products on my website are on sale. And I want people to actually take advantage of the sale, because it's going to be on until Cyber Monday, which I believe is the 29th. Just take advantage of the prices in the sale and purchase anything you want. Try it out, and I think you'll definitely like it. I really do.
And remember your website again. Spell it out for everybody.
It is www.jossiesallnatural.com. It's JossiesAUNATURA. And that's for domestic right now. I do have an Etsy as well for international shipping.
Wow. All right. Now, we're going to build you some space on our hairradio.com site as well, just so that folks can, in addition to being able to reach them through your amazing platforms, we want to also complement the effort here at the Hair Radio Morning Show and across our platform as well. So, Jossie, what else can we look forward to? Now, because you take, like I said, you take a lot of pride in helping folks with their hair questions. You really do. You're asking for people who have challenges with their hair, because it is something that's so prevalent. And one of the big things that's out there, and I know we only have a few more minutes with you, but one of the big things that's out there are the talk about edges. You know, all this talk about edges. What can we say? I'm going to let you tell it on this, because this is something that's huge with the product companies out there. Have you started to address some of those concerns out there with the edges and all of that?
Yes, I have. And massaging your edges with I make a scalp balm and I make an oil. And massaging your edges, even without any product, will help regrow your edges. The reason why edges are being snatched out is because a lot of people are into the false hair. And when you go get your hair done, I got my hair braided one time in my life, and my edges were, like, gone. I was so disappointed. I was, like, heartbroken that pulled my hair out, because, it looks nice, but they braid it so tight. And if you're constantly getting that done, you'll realize your hairline's going to go back further and further and further. Just because
you
of the tension on your hair.
I don't think people realize it. Because like you, I had my hair cornrowed, you know, and I'm a guy, so it's a little different, but I had my hair cornrowed years and years and years ago. And like you just said, it's so beautiful, and you want it to look like you were just coming right out your scalp with it. And they, let me tell you, we have the braiders up here in New York and Harlem and Brooklyn and all that, and ooh, you go to the shops and your hair, like, literally, they were really, it's super, super duper tight around all the way up to the edges. And and you can suffer some great damage, and you may not realize it early on, because you think you've gone to, quote unquote, professional, which is fine and dandy. But the problem, and so that is traction alopecia, and it could be at our own hands sometimes or others. So,
just pulling your hair too tight
as well.
People who don't even braid their hair, just pull it back too tight in a tight bun. That also will, just pull your edges out.
And I have to also add to that, even if you also have to kind of change up your style too. If you pull it back at a ponytail every day, forever and ever, again, could have those kind of, inflictions. So please, folks, please pay attention. And you know what, Jossie, I'm hoping next week that when we come back on the 30th, and you'll be with us the very next day, I think it's the 31st, So, 30 days. So on the 1st of December, we've been trying to remember the whole thing. So you'll join us on that Wednesday. So when we return back that week, So I'm real happy on December 1st. And, you know, and at that time, I'm hoping we'll talk about hair loss. We are going to, because we can have those discussions, and that's something that people need to always be reminded about. And and I love to talk about alopecia, particularly the traction alopecia, because, again, a lot of those organizations that do, you know, talk about some of the internal causes that trigger, you know, with alopecia and so forth, they don't often talk about the one type of alopecia that can be totally avoided, and that's traction alopecia. So
yeah.
So we'll talk about that when we come back to the airwaves. And I always end your piece here with this at 8 o'clock with any shout-outs. Now, again, the Hair Radio Morning Show is on till 9 o'clock Eastern this morning, and coming up in the next hour, I've got some surprise talk, and I have something that I'm going to run in just a few minutes. But anybody you want to shout-out to this morning, Jossie?
You know what? I just want to shout out to everybody who's out there supporting me. Those who have been by my side from step one, from day one. I really appreciate the support, and it's really that's why I'm here, because of all the support and all the love that I'm getting.
Yes, and Jossie has an amazing family who's joined us. You know, your mom's been on the air with us. We're going to get her back soon on this broadcast. So you let her know that, okay?
All right.
And we just appreciate you so much. Okay, and listen out for her commercial. She has a brand new commercial that airs right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we'll see you back here on Wednesday. Okay, so I think that's the 1st of December. We'll see you back here on that Wednesday from 7 to 8 live with us. Okay, so have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday.
Thank you. You too. I appreciate it. You take care now.
You got it. All right. Folks, stay with us. We've got a lot more to get into this morning. I'm going to get on Jossie's commercial because I really like it. And we've got a lot more to share with you this morning. Here's Au Naturel.
Hi, I'm Jossie from Jossie's Au Naturel. Have you been struggling with keeping your natural hair healthy or desire to achieve substantial hair growth? Then Jossie's Au Naturel is here to help you. My natural creams, conditioners, lotions, hair mists, balms, shampoos, and detanglers are gentle enough for the whole family and all hair types. Not only do I provide natural hair products, I also give step-by-step techniques to ensure healthy hair in a pure and gentle fashion, from roots to ends. Come on and visit me at www.jossiesallnatural.com. That's JOCEYSAUNATURALE.com for a true natural hair experience like you've never had before.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Live this morning, and it's very important that we get this on out on this broadcast. As you guys, if you're just joining us, you might have missed it. It was a replay of an interview that we did with Nurse Leslie, who is the ED in the hair and beauty business. We call that the educational director. We're going to be fancy. She's the ED of Barbicide. Barbicide is that blue liquid for you barbers and folks who go into these hair shops that they use as a disinfectant. You guys have seen Barbicide. So what did you think, Mary Ree Johnson? Did you have a chance to hear the wonderful piece with Nurse Leslie?
Of course. Well, Nurse Leslie was filled with good practical solutions to how we can move forward with our practices. And anything involving safety is okay with me.
Absolutely. Now, Mary, I want to just remind the folks, and we're going to get into a lot more memories of 2021, but let's take a look at who Mary Ree Johnson is of Hairhead Heart. And I'm so overjoyed because, Mary, we go way back. and you were kind enough to extend your platform to me, Carrie Hines, for one of my rare interviews that I do on other platforms. So I just wanted to kind of, you know, a lot of our eagle-eared listeners may recall this, but do you remember when we first got together and you did that great interview, Mary? Do you remember that?
I think they're all great because you are a wealth of information. So I don't know where we started. It's been a while, Carrie.
It's been a long while. This is so true. I just want to say, and I'll tell you this, Mary, you've been with us on many, many occasions. And each year, you know this, but our listeners out there, we do a look back at the year. And so if you're just joining us, you might have missed our first hour. In the first hour, we kind of look back at the beginning of the pandemic. You might not need us to look back at that. It's still kind of with us to a big degree. But I have to say this. In this hour, I want to take a look at some of the folks that we lost in 2021, names that some of you might have forgotten and others that will stay with us forever. But their mark on this planet and most in our community will always remain at the very core of our culture and pop culture in particular. So I just want to say this, Mary. There were some folks that, you know, every day you turn on the news, you're hearing some of these names. And I was blown away, you know, at some of these names. And even in recent times, as we put together this broadcast, there are some names that have just popped up that are just, you know, it's going to take a lot. So for you guys out there who are tuned in, we have folks listening to this very broadcast. We're going to give you an opportunity to join us on the air and let us know how you made it through the pandemic. Very simple. We want to hear from you on things that you did to get through this very difficult time because it can help folks out there. So while you're putting together your thoughts, our wonderful fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, I'm turning back to Mary. Mary, let's go through some of the names of 2021 who perished. Well,
it
what about you? Did you have
a giant list of ancestors?
Yes, absolutely, of ancestors. I love how you put that. Now, who are some of the folks that really jump out at you that you kind of remember where you were when you heard the news that they were no longer with us? So, who are some of the biggest names that you heard in 2021? And then we'll take a look back at each month.
Sure. One of my biggest was Cicely Tyson. She had just written her book. She was on tour. I had seen an interview. She was looking lovely as usual. Actually, she looks very much like my mother, who also passed in this time. But, wow.
Very sorry
just,
about that. Wow.
You know, an icon lost. But, again, we can pay homage and we can remember them. And remember to do the good things that they would hope that we would do. So be your best self. But she was a big one for me.
The rest of the culture too. Yeah, she was huge for. I think the world literally kind of fell a little bit off its axis at that time. And you say Bill Withers, another one. We opened up the show with his hit, "Lovely Day."
Mm-hmm.
Who could not, if you were of a certain generation, you know who Bill Withers is. And even if you're from some of the younger folks out there, you've been influenced by his music without probably even realizing it. He's just an amazing artist out there. Some of the other folks that we lost, Kay Williams, the actor from The Wire TV show, baseball great Hank Aaron.
Hank Aaron.
Yes, huge, huge, huge loss. Of course, DMX, rap artist, aficionado. We lost quite a few rap artists this year. So one of the others was, of course, Biz Markie, who had the big hit.
You got what I need.
Thank you so much, Mary Reed Johnson. Well, I've got that song cued, So we'll get that song on for everybody and take a little bit of a music break with that in tribute to to Bismarcky and all these folks. Now, I have to tell you, quite a bit happened in the year of 2021. Of course, we started the show with a lot that was happening politically, of course, and we have to pay tribute to all of that, and particularly when the administration, the previous administration, was, you know, their time was over, and here comes Joe Biden. And, of course, you guys know from the end of last year, from the end of 2020, we'll say, where he brought along the amazing vice president making history with choosing the first African-American person of color, first African-American to be in such a high position in the administration.
First female.
She made a whole bunch of firsts.
Yes,
she made a whole bunch
true.
Of firsts. You can check a lot of boxes with Kamala Harris. So we're so honored and so proud, and she's been doing a great job and so much. And we talked a lot, so you guys want to definitely listen back to the first part as well. We talked a lot about the vaccinations and the pandemic and the stimulus checks and the insurrection. I was about to say the resurrection, but the insurrection and all of that, and some of the hair salon talk. And so right now we're kind of doing a look back at some of the folks who kind of, you know, we won't have going into the new year.
May I throw in one that even though he is not African-American, black, any part of that diaspora, and even though he was wrapped up in some things that we would probably consider not positive, Phil Spector had a huge impact on our music community, and he passed this year.
Oh, did Bill? I thought he was still alive. Wow. No, I'm sure you're right. But I'll tell you something. Phil Spector, for you guys out there, a huge producer who influenced music, especially in the early days. He worked with all of the rock and roll legends. And a lot of black artists who were on their way, you know, at the beginning stage of their careers, including Tina Turner, one of my favorites, of course, the Ronettes, and all of those folks, in addition to so many. And you guys know he was, you know, at the end of this time, he was in prison for a whole bunch of things. I think for murder of one of the background singers or something or another.
He actually had a long history, and we might want to talk about mental illness later, but I don't know what the cause was, except that he had a long history of pulling guns on people. And, you know, he'd have parties, and, you know, he just thought that was funny and good and whatever. But long story short, actually did commit a murder, and he was eventually sentenced for it and served time. But he was still, you know, if you want to look at musical genius in there or how he opened up some markets in there, it was part of what he did too. So you have to look at the whole person.
Right, you're absolutely right. Now, here are some of the names from January, in case you forgot. Folks like Larry King, a talk show giant. He passed earlier this year as well in January. We're talking about Hal Holbrook, the actor. He died. Cloris Leachman died back on the January 27th. You know, a lot of these folks, an amazing group. Of course, we lost Cicely Tyson on the 28th of January, as you mentioned. You know, so many folks that it's hard to even imagine. Now, a little bit later, as the pandemic was kind of underway and this huge, with so much illness taking place, and some of these folks, let's just also say this and put this on out there. Not everyone died of COVID. So let's just say that there were quite a few folks who did. You know, so we lost 3/4 of a million
folks who have succumbed to this awful, dreadful disease. Folks who also that we lost, you guys remember heavyweight boxer Leon Spinks, actor Christopher Plummer, George Schultz, he passed. Yes, a lot of these folks, Chick Corea, I think the jazz keyboardist. They remember the porn publisher Larry Flint passed away. So these are some of the folks. It's just been a long list, literally. The personality Rush Limbaugh died in February. So many folks passed on in this year that it's hard to. Marvin Hagler, another boxer, died. Wow. Actor Yaphet Kotto, remember him? He passed away. And so it's just, you don't even believe these. George Segal, actress Jessica Walter, for you younger folks, Jessica, I love Jessica Walter. She was known as a great comedic actress in later years. But I think she was in that movie with Clint Eastwood, which really, for the, I'll say for a different generation, for folks who were out there before Basic Instinct, it was the Basic Instinct of that day. In fact, I think Basic Instinct was copied after that movie, if you ask me, but that was played Misty for me. Jessica Walter turned in a stellar performance, and she will always be remembered. What a great actress she was.
The good news, Carrie, there are many, many still among, you know, with us. And
Exciting. Absolutely. And there's so many folks. I mean, it's almost unbelievable. In May, Olympia Dukakis, Oscar-winning actress Olympia Dukakis, passed away. Yeah, Bobby Unser, I think he was the racing driver. Singer Lloyd Price, remember him? Lloyd Price passed away. So these, you're talking about major names in the world out there who can believe that these folks are not with us right now. It's hard to believe. Wow. I mean, I'm just still kind of, just reeling. General Powell, Colin Powell, passed away. So many folks we lost in this year. Actor Ned Beatty. I think we pronounced his name. Yeah, we used to love him. He was all over the place. And so many. Donald Rumsfeld, the political man, the general, well, he was a government official. He passed away. Just so many folks. You can't even begin to name. And, you know, it's just been a big list.
Mr. Lewis.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, what we're going to do, in honor of all these folks, I think it would be quite fitting for us to take a music break. And this hit home for a lot of us. It really did. It hit home for a lot of us. And I know there's some folks standing by who might want to chime in, and we'll see if we can get them on. But when I heard this from DMX, I'm sorry, not just DMX, but from Biz Markie, that he had passed. I know he had been, you know, fighting illness and this and that over the times, recent times, as so many folks have. But, you know, just hearing it was quite devastating. But his song was so uplifting, and that it has turned into a celebration of life. Yes, and his singing. We know so many folks who sang like Biz Markie, and it just the song just meant so very much to us. It really did, and he meant a whole lot to us, along with all of these folks. So we wanted them to be more than just a footnote. We really did. So that's why this was so important. I'm going to see if I can find this amazing song. So what do you say when you hear about Biz Markie and all these folks, Mary?
Well, it's important for everyone to remember they have the potential to become a legacy. So, you know, be your best self and do whatever it is, you know, follow your passions. And, you know, we're not guaranteed the next moment, let's not tomorrow or anything. So yeah, I want everybody to absolutely embrace life because it is for the living and make your mark.
All right. On that note, here is the song that really established Biz Markie, rap artist Biz Markie. And it's such a fun song that even if you're not into rap music, the song is so infectious and it has such a, I think it's just a lovely melody. Please take a listen. And it's Just a Friend by Biz Markie. We'll be back. I'm Carrie Hines. I'll be back with Mary Ree Johnson and all of you. So stay with us.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage dripping foreign with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bits, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on, I'm not even going for it. It's what I'm going to say. You got what I need, but you say he's just a friend, and you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need, but you say he's just a friend, but you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need, but you say he's just a friend, but you say he's just a friend. So I took blah blah's word for it. This time I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime, cause I have friends and that's a fact, like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about a girl named blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding. How it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet, I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed something was brewing. I called her room, a guy picked up and then I called her in. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend.
Hi, my name is Crystal Gomes-Bond of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
It's Kathy from the South Jersey area, and you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Introducing our brand new 24/7 Hair Radio Broadcast Network. Listen at hairradio.com. It's hair and beauty talk all around the clock. Great guests, great topics, and much more.
We're back live. You're listening to a very, very special broadcast today. It is the Hair Radio Morning Show 2021 Look Back. It's a look back at an amazing year for so many different reasons. And my very special co-host helping us to take a look back is the one and only Mary Reed Johnson of Hair Head Heart. Mary, again, good morning, and thank you so much
good
for being
morning.
With us. Yes,
absolutely,
we are doing
good morning.
Absolutely, I'm loving it. When you hear, you know, some of the artistry by these folks, as we just played Just a Friend by the one and only Biz Markie that we lost in 2021, one of many folks, as we just kind of pointed out. And as we move into our next hour, I want to kind of take a look at not just some of the things that happened to us during the year of 2021 that were set in place back in 2020, and some folks say 2019 even, but I want to also look ahead, Mary Reed Johnson. We had some of the biggest news stories in this past year. But also, you know, it brings a promise for 2022. So I want to get your take on all of that. But in our next hour also, we are going to reveal the biggest news story of the entire year. And we've got the inside scoop right here on our breath. So you don't want to miss it. So I am very, very pleased. And I've got to say, Mary, this is something that's important for folks because a lot of this you might have forgotten actually happened. So it's kind of nice yeah. to do a am I right? What do you have to say, Mary Reed Johnson?
Oh, absolutely. It's wonderful that these different talents who are not with us or who are, that they have recognized their gifts and shared them with the world. And so it's good for us to see, you know, all the great things that have been done and then embrace our futures.
Absolutely. Now, what about some of the pop culture words and things that came out of this past year or so that we didn't know that they would even exist? You know, I remember, first of all, we started the year, Bill Cosby was in jail.
Wow,
we had no idea that the legendary Bill Cosby, there was a whole bunch of talk about Bill Cosby circling, you know, a whole bunch of talk with as kind of an effect of the Me Too movement and all of that. But we did not, I think it was a surprise when Bill got out of jail. For me, I can certainly speak for myself. I'm raising my hand, folks. I was shocked. I didn't expect that. It just seemed like it came out of the blue. What do you think,
right.
Mary?
I think that character assassination is not a new thing for our community when you think about the Panthers and what they were established to do and then how, you know, things were spun to make them look a different way. You know, he's already been tried. He's already served his time. But I look at the good that he did. And it is phenomenal. So I think there was some character assassination there, and I don't always agree with, you know, whatever the politics are, and I'm okay with that. Call Carrie.
I'm raising my hand, my other hand, in agreement with you. I think you articulated it beautifully, and I'm a part of that whole you know, where we have the ambivalence, you know, a lot of that is political. It's the nature of the time right now that was a different world. It was a different culture in those early days. And I'll tell you something. I'm from Philadelphia, and I can certainly speak to this. I grew up literally just a few blocks from Temple University, which was very well known and being connected with the wonderful benefits, along with so many HBCUs, who benefited from the largesse of Bill Cosby. So real interesting. And some of the other news stories that happened in the year, of course.
Can I back up just a second? Historically black colleges get extra kudos because in that big money grab that they had for during the CARES Act, do you know that they actually paid for some of their students?
I love that. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
That's okay. They actually paid for some of their students, or they housed them. They basically they took care of their students instead of charging them and you know, ruining their, you know, academic careers and stuff like that. So more than any other group in education, historically black colleges were there for their students, and I think they don't get enough attention for that.
No, absolutely not. And we're always talking about the HBCUs here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, and folks like Bill Cosby who've made such huge contributions. A lot of folks would not be in school had it not been for his largesse. So let's just say that, and then let's
absolutely
move along, because remember, there are lots of ways, as you so eloquently put it, where things are being, you know, spun a certain way. We don't always, we are a little bit sharper minded than that. We don't just, you know, take whatever's tossed out at us as the gospel, as we say. Now, what I do want to say in this hour, first of all, if you're just joining us, we're in our third hour on this particular portion of the show, and this is a very special edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's our 2021 year in review. Now, just so that you know, what I love about what we're doing is that you can Google this on, you know, on your computer or cell phone, because I love that our year in review for 2020 was also fabulous. And it's so great when you play them both back to back. You'll play the 2020 and you'll play this edition and hear the contrast on what we thought 2021 would be like and what actually happened. So, Hair Radio Morning Show, we're doing something very special because, you know, we get a chance to chronicle our lives. We literally get a chance to chronicle our lives through our radio broadcast. And just doing so many radio shows, as you guys know, we're doing hundreds and hundreds of shows. We've done literally hundreds and hundreds of not just my career in broadcasting, but of this version of the Hair Radio Morning Show, where we've had some of the biggest names.
Tell them how many years, Carrie. Tell them how many years.
The Hair Radio Show itself is over 25 years in broadcasting. And again, just for you folks who may not be aware, we started out in AM and FM broadcasting on regular, what they call terrestrial radio, which is what you used to turn a dial on in the old days. To moving to the internet. We had the very first 24-hour radio network on Hair and Beauty back in the early 2000s. I relaunched it in recent times, but we were the very first to do that. And so I'm so excited. And because of my experience with this, and then we turned the radio show, which used to air mornings and nights and all times of the day, into the morning show. So that became a three-hour daily morning show. And in doing so, I have become the most prolific hair radio broadcast information or recorded material in the world. The number one tops, bar none. I'm real excited about that. And I was the first to have a regular broadcast on Hair and Beauty on radio in the world, and the longest running. So all those things we deserve credit for. But I look past that and say you deserve the credit, being our fans and listeners and our advertisers and folks who continue to support us through all that we're doing. So I just want to say thank you. You have helped to be part of history. This show is an institution all by itself in the hair and beauty industry. So just taking a moment during our 2021 year in review to make that acknowledgement. And so it's a great thing this morning to talk about. Mary, thank you.
We
appreciate
you so much. Yes, thank you for giving and giving and giving some more. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, that means a lot. And so speaking of which, and this year, I've had folks who this was their very first time coming to our radio show. Even though I've worked with a lot of these folks in real life, you know, off air, they've been at my hair events. Back in 2019, I had the great pleasure of working with Bernard Bronner. He attended my Hair Nation Expo that was held live and in person down in Atlantic City, New Jersey, at the famed Showboat Hotel. Not just Bernard was there, but also I had a few legends. I had Bernard there, Bernard Bronner of the famous Bronner Brothers Family Events out of Atlanta, in case you guys don't know who Bernard Bronner is. He's also the CEO of Upscale Magazine. You guys know Upscale Magazine. It's been around for 30 years. So Bernard worked with me back in 2019. He attended my show. Just a wonderful, wonderful fella. And then also, we also had John Glassingame, who started, a big person who helped to start, I should say, Hype Hair Magazine. So he was there. And also at my event in 2019 at the Hair Nation Expo, we also had the amazing Alilia Bundles. And you guys need to know who she is. She's the great-great-granddaughter of Madam C.J. Walker. And Madam C.J. Walker was just an extraordinary lady, as you guys know. She's known as the first self-made female millionaire in this country, black, white, or otherwise. But what's really amazing about all of that is that Alilia Bundles, who Alilia was named after Madam C.J. Walker's own daughter, Alilia, if you guys will remember, and we just love her so very much. And Alilia Bundles did the movie that aired on Netflix, and it's still out there on Netflix, called Self-Made. We covered this. Mary Reed Johnson, are you listening? We covered
this
on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we had a big panel. We talked about it. It was so exciting. It was so exciting. So, and a lot of folks, this was their first time getting a chance to really listen to, you know, what this was their take on what was going on. Now, when Alilia was on our show, Alilia Bundles, the great-great-granddaughter of Madam Walker, she was on my show. Of course, she was at my hair event, but she was also on my show, on the Hair Radio Morning Broadcast. And when she was, she shared with us about the upcoming Netflix show. So I had a chance to talk to hair industry royalty. And in fact, how about if I get on a little bit of Alilia's interview right now, in case some of you need to be reminded of our great legacy and place in this business. And then it's on to the biggest news story in one, I think the biggest news story in hair and beauty, one of the biggest news stories in the world in 2021. We're going to tell you all about it in just a bit. But first, this was a piece that we did with Alilia Bundles, who is the lady behind the Netflix movie Self-Made, about her great, her famous great-great-great-grandmother, Madam C.J. Walker. So just, boy, oh boy, a lot of stuff going on. So here, we'll play a little bit of this, and we'll chime back on in with more with Carrie Hines and Mary Reed Johnson, and so much more of this special edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show, a look back at 2021. Here's the Lily Bundles. Now, this is a little bit of an older interview, but I wanted you guys to hear it because it relates to her Netflix show, which is still playing, about Madam Walker. Take a close listen, and we'll be right back with you. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very special guest with us today. Her name is Alelia Bundles, and we'll have her tell you the rest. Good morning, Alelia. Good morning to you, and welcome
to the show. Good morning, Carrie.
Yes, it's great to have you with us here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, I just want to jump right on in. You are, now hold on, let's let you tell us about the amazing lineage that you have in the hair and beauty industry. Go right ahead, you take it away, Alelia.
Well, I grew up with two parents who worked in the hair care industry. My great-great-grandmother is Madam C.J. Walker. My mother was vice president of the Walker Company when I was growing up, and my dad was president of Summit Laboratories. So we spent our vacations going to hair shows.
Wow. Well, you know what? Let's start off there. Tell us a little bit more about, now, I've certainly, we're a little bit more familiar, obviously, with your great-great-grandmother and even your mother's work, your grandmother's work and so forth. But tell us a little bit more about your grandfather, was it, that you were just mentioning?
My father was president of Summit Laboratories, and my mom was vice president of the Walker Company.
Oh, okay. Now, tell us about the Summit Laboratories. So what did he do?
So Summit Labs, so in the late 1950s, when companies like Johnson and Soft Sheen and Summit were developing the chemical hair straighteners, and, you know, people were going from the hot comb to chemical straighteners, then my dad was president of one of those companies. So when I was growing up, actually the Summit Labs was the bigger deal, was the more successful company financially, but the Walker Company, that was founded by my great-great-grandmother, Madam C.J. Walker, in 1906, certainly continues to have the legacy as a founder of the black hair care industry.
I see, and that's what I wanted to kind of jump on in. I just wanted to mention a little bit for us that it might have been lesser known. Amazing. Now, we have to let us kind of elaborate a little bit on that. When someone mentions to you, and I know you've done a million of these interviews, and of course everybody wants to ask you, what is it like being related to the person that we consider who started the entire black hair care industry? So I have to ask you the same question, Lilia.
It's perfectly fine. So I will tell you, as a kid, I wasn't paying a lot of attention to it. And my mother, who was the fourth generation of women in her family to be an executive with the Walker Company, was really wise about not making it a big deal. Because you don't really want to overwhelm kids with something like that. And so she kind of let me discover it on my own. I would ride with her to the Walker Building in Indianapolis, which was this beautiful block-long flat iron building where the company was based, the factory, the ballroom, a theater, a drugstore, a beauty shop. So I would get out of the car with her, ride up the elevator to her office, where in the late 1950s she had an adding machine and a typewriter before computers and calculators.
Oh, yeah.
So I experienced that, the Walker Company, in that way, going back with my mother to the factory and talking to the ladies who were still working there and putting the products into the jars by hand. So I had that kind of memory. And then my real love was writing. And both of my parents encouraged me to follow my dreams, so that when I got to graduate school at Columbia in journalism, my advisor was a sister named Phyllis Garland, the only black woman on the faculty at the journalism school. And Phil recognized my name, Alelia, which is Madam Walker's daughter's name. And she said, "Your name is Alelia. Do you have any connection to Madam Walker and Alelia Walker?" And I think she probably knew the answer, but I wasn't walking around talking about it all the time. And Phil, after listening to some of my lame topics for my master's paper, said, "You are going to write about Madam Walker." And that was in 1975, and really Phil validated it for me at a time when nobody else was really saying, "You need to write a book about this amazing woman."
Wow.
Well, I have to say also the fact that you have that you are a part of this amazing lineage that we feel has really shaped everything that we know about hair and beauty. I say, what do folks? I mean, when they come up to you, what do they? You know, is it something that they're really nervous and, like you were saying, you know, maybe apprehensive about? And what does that mean to you?
You know, I think the thing that's really the most special thing for me is that I get a chance to tell this story. And, you know, and again, as a young person, I was kind of self-conscious about it. I was really, you know, much more interested in Alelia Walker and her Harlem Renaissance life. But what I, you know, as I became more mature and as I really began to understand who Madam Walker was, I realized that her story inspires other people. And it is about hair, and it is about her being a pioneer of what's now a multi-billion-dollar industry. But it's also about her challenges and her overcoming obstacles and being an entrepreneur, being a single mother, and having early struggles in her life. And then being able to employ thousands of other women, helping them become economically independent, and taking it even to another level by becoming a philanthropist and a patron of the arts. So she used her wealth and her influence to make a difference in her community. That began to become as important to me as the hair care part.
Wow. Amazing. And we're going to get into that because there is still, you guys are a part of providing still hair care products that carry Madam C.J. Walker's name.
Yes.
Yes, tell us a little bit about that. We'd love to hear more.
So the Madam C.J. Walker Company was founded in 1906 and really was one of the premier black-owned hair care companies into the 1950s. But it was, you know, the market was disrupted by companies like Summit and Softsheen and Johnson Products who were doing a different way, creating new products for black women. And so the Walker Company began to, you know, sales began to drop off in the late 50s, but the company never went out of business. And about five, six years ago, Richelieu Dennis, the CEO of Sundial Brands, bought the trademark and has, as we know, reformulated Madam C.J. Walker Beauty Culture. So there now are 24 products, all new formulas that are available at Sephora. And I think, you know, sometimes I do still get emails and phone calls from people who say, now, can I buy that original Madam Walker's Wonderful Hair Grower? You know, my grandmama used to use that, and that was... And I just try to be really gentle with folks and say, you know, 106 years ago, this was revolutionary, which was essentially petrolatum like Vaseline and sulfur that healed dandruff and scalp infections. We needed that then in 1906. We have learned, we've had 100 years of research and development, and we have taken advantage of that with these new products and these new formulas.
Absolutely. And to have done something that has such an impact, I mean, to be at Sephora, and here in New York, that's like huge to us here. So
exactly.
Outstanding. And I love the work that they're doing. So we're going to shout out those folks, you know, with the new voices and all that they're doing. So good work. Now, hey, I have to ask you, and folks out there, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. This morning we're chatting literally with, I call hair royalty, Alelia Bundles. And I just have to say also, now, you've got some exciting new projects to get into and to talk about a little bit. I think, yes, we're going to talk about this amazing TV series that everybody's talking about. It literally is all over the news everywhere. But before we get to that, Alelia, I do want to talk about, you've written several books.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're working on your biography, which I'm really excited to talk to you about. But yes, tell us a little bit about some of the books that you've written, if you don't mind. And also, do you prefer to kind of write more? Like, you do so many different wonderful things.
So I have written four books about Madam Walker, and I wrote my first won a young adult book in 1991. And believe it or not, that was the first book that had ever been written about Madam Walker. Wow. Then I did a major biography called On Her Own Ground, The Life and Times of Madam C.J. Walker. And that is the book that is in development as an 8-part Netflix series starring Octavia Spencer and executive produced by Octavia Spencer and LeBron James. I've written another book for young readers and then a book that has 200 photographs called Madam Walker Theater Center. The book that I'm almost finished with now is a biography of Madam Walker's daughter, Alelia Walker, called The Joy Goddess of Harlem, and that will come out next year. But, you know, the books are something, telling this story and really being able to document it was important to me because there's so many myths and so much misinformation really about any African-American or female historical figure that somebody has to write kind of the first marker of getting the facts right, and that's what I've really tried to do in writing the books about her.
Well, we have to toss in the mix. There is the first thing that everyone has said when you hear Madam C.J. Walker's name is the straightening comb and the black female millionaire. Those are the two things that we attribute to Madam C.J. Walker. But it's wonderful to have you to fill in, you know, and also kind of, you know, set the record straight, literally.
Yes, well, that is literally and untangle the myths. But, I mean, the straightening comb is, it's like essential. People believe that, and it's like, but my mama told me that, and my auntie told me that, and so that must be true. And I'm sorry to contradict your mama, but Madam Walker did not invent the hot comb.
Everybody believes that.
But really, I actually wrote part of there's a Wikipedia entry on the hot comb, and anybody can write, and I did a ton of research to just make sure people understand hot combs were around when Madam Walker was still working in the cotton fields in Louisiana. Other people had invented them. They were for sale in the Bloomingdale's and Sears catalogs in the 1890s. So this was long before she started her business. So I just want people to understand that. And actually, I will say that part of my ambivalence about her when I was a child of the 60s and, going from my perm to my afro was, I don't know what I think about that. And as I began to do research, I realized that often what happens with famous people is somebody has, one thing that they think they know about that person, and sometimes that one thing is actually incorrect. And what I learned about her and her original products is that, like many women, she was going bald because she had bad dandruff and scalp infections because people didn't have indoor plumbing. They didn't wash their hair very often. They covered their hair up. They didn't wash it sometimes at all in the winter. And she was trying to figure out what to do to grow her hair, not to necessarily have straight hair. So that was really a revelation for me to really discover that. So no, Madam Walker did not invent the hot comb. What she did was to create a line of products that shampoo and ointment with sulfur that healed dandruff and scalp disease and scalp massages and then just a whole system of pampering women. That was really what she was about. And I think what she discovered, because she'd had such a hard life, is that women's souls and spirits needed healing as much as their scalps. So she was kind of charismatic and, sort of had a ministry almost of empowering women.
I love it. It sounds to me as like it's not just what's on your head, but what's in your head.
Mm-hmm.
So I love it. Now, I do have to ask you, the TV series, we absolutely have to talk about this. We are excited. You touched on it a moment or two ago. This amazing opportunity to bring this story to life about Madam C.J. Walker, your great-great-grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and you mentioned that it's starring Oscar winner Octavia Spencer.
Yes.
And she's also co-executive producing. So it doesn't get much better than that.
Exactly.
Now, along with LeBron James. How did something like that come about that you can share with us today?
back live. You're listening to a very special broadcast today of the Hair Radio Morning Show called the 2021 Year in Review. It is my honor. I'm Carrie Hines to be with you on this very, very special broadcast. Now, my co-host for this morning show is the one and only Hair Head Heart. Host, you guys know her. She is a radio personality in her own right, Mary Reed Johnson. Again, good morning. Good morning to you.
Absolutely. Good morning. Happy to be here.
Yes. Now, when you hear the amazing Alilia Bundles, the great granddaughter of hair industry legend and superstar, Madam C.J. Walker, what do you say? What do you do? And we had her on our broadcast.
We have to embrace legacy. That is an amazing thing. And to give homage to the people who did what they needed to do at the time they needed to do it. And I know that you can't have Madam C.J. Walker's story without also mentioning Annie Malone. And, you know, her legacy is just as vital and important and wonderful, and I encourage people to find out more.
Well, Annie Malone, yes, and Annie Malone was the, for those who are just hearing Annie Malone's name for the first time, may not be as familiar, and that may be for different reasons. I think even a little bit longer in the piece that we had with Madam Walker's great-great-granddaughter, Alilia Bundles, she addresses Annie Malone. She addresses a lot of the whole misunderstanding that seemed to be between the two ladies. But Annie Malone, who was just a huge, huge, towering figure in the way of hair and beauty, she was the very first true self-made millionaire that is we can prove. However, the reason that, and this is what Alilia also says, the reason that it seems that Madam C.J. Walker's legacy endures is because at the time when Madam Walker died, they can show the receipts stating back then that she was a millionaire. So for Alilia Bundle, I'm sorry, Alilia Bundles, for Annie Malone. Yeah, Annie Malone died. Also that you had Annie Malone suffered a great deal dealing with tax issues and husbands that, you know, kind of ripped her off, so to speak. But it was not a surprise.
And even the government.
Well, the taxes. Yeah, that's what I mean. The taxes, mm-hmm. She had a huge thing, and she didn't quite recover from that. So that was why she did not have money like that when she died. Now, it was on record in some places that she was very wealthy. It was also on record that she paid more taxes in the state at the time when she was alive, more than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
She had buildings, of course.
$40,000 in 1926 or something, yeah.
She had buildings. And what remains of her legacy, she has two big parts that remains of her legacy. Madam Walker has something that remains of her legacy, too. So I want to speak to, you know, we can talk about all these amazing folks. In addition, there were others. They weren't just those two ladies. We had Sarah Spencer Washington out of Atlantic City area, who I paid tribute to at even my hair show in Atlantic City. We had her great grandnephew on our show as well. So we talk to everybody. And
well, this is exactly.
Yeah, we really have. We've talked to everybody.
All of them are important, and everybody did their part. And so